The first thing that strikes you in the sugya is the way is the expression of the sugya. I mean, why does the Gemara express it this way? I mean, it's like very cryptic. I mean, the whole thing. The Gemara should have said that Shvi L'Sukkah should have been really L'Birka Sukkah, right? And Shmini L'Vracha is. The whole thing is very. You don't know what it means, basically. I mean, and Abichan says Shmini L'Zev L'Zev. So. The implication, I mean, what is Shmini L'Zev L'Zeh? I mean, you don't know what it means. What's L'Zev L'Zeh? So, you could even interpret that it means that you're not Yeshiv B'Sukkah altogether. I mean, so the Gemara says, Mesiv Kuli Amal L'Pligi L'Yasvinin. Ki Pligi L'Vruchi. L'Manda Mashvi L'Sukkah, Bruchi Nam L'Vruchin. L'Manda Mashmini L'Zev L'Zeh, Bruchi Lom L'Vruchin. Yeah, so what is the, I mean, why is the Gemara expressed itself this way? In this hidden way. You don't know what it means. So, what we said is that the whole question of Shmini Atzeres is a question of the Tata Desasri. The Tata Desasri. Okay? There's a Tata Desasri here. Because there's a Tata Desasri with regard to, is it Shvi Shel Sukkis or Begola, or is it, or in other words, the Yom is vying for two identities that are mutually exclusive. But a Tata Desasri, Shmini Atzeres and Shvi Shel Sukkah. So that's why the Gemara says like this, that So the Gemara is like this: Shmini Levracha. So it means with regard to Kedushas Hayom. So we rule in favor of Kedushas Hayom. So the Shmini Atzeres prevails over the Shvi Shel Sukkah. Yeah, and that would be that way even before the Sveika D'Yama. In other words. Even before our Sveika D'Yoma of Minhag Avasinu B'Yadeinu. But let's say, for instance, in the time of the Mikdash. So there were places that they really didn't know. So what would they do? So Mestavar is, even though that's not the Gemara here, but Mestavar, because now we're speaking Bisman Hazeh, but Mestavar is that the Kedusha Sayom would outweigh, would override the Shvi Shel Sukkos. I mean, there's two separate questions. Now, there's one question is Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh is a question of Minhag Avasinu B'Yadeinu. So now Midaraisa we know it's Shmini Atzeres, and now Minhag Avasinu Chag HaSukkos. So it's a different kind of a conflict. So a different type of a resolution. But we're saying that actually even though it's a different type of resolution, but even Bisman Abayis, where there's a real suffix, because of the inyan of Kedushas Hayom, which is overriding, so the Kedushas Hayom, probably, we don't have a right for it, but Mestava is that they wouldn't daven, they wouldn't say two tefillos, b'yom Shmini Atzeres or b'yom Chag HaSukkos. Because one's yantif and one's chol. Now that's good, right? Right is that you're not maskir whenever it's a kedusha sayom, you're not maskir the other possibility because that would interfere with the askar of the kedusha sayom. That's why in yom sheni, when you treat yom sheni because of sveika de yoma, so you treat it as yom rishon. So you're not maskir even in musaf. You're not maskir yom sheni. The Kabbanis of Yom Sheni. So you see that you can't be maskir when the tefillah is a tefillah of Kedusha Yom, you can't be maskir chol. So you can't maskir, otherwise we would have done it. So since you see that you can't have a tefillah like that, I mean, that's 100% right, because otherwise you would do it. Maskir, yeah, because why not? Why not? So you see, apparently, when it comes to a tefillah of Kedusha Yom, it must be definite. So no doubt, Bisman HaMikdash, when they didn't know, so they were masking only the Kedusha Yom. Only Yom HaShemini, like we do. Okay? Yeah. Yeah, because in reality, it really is Yom Sheni. We know it's Yom Sheni, but nevertheless, you're not masking Yom Sheni. Yeah. But so wherever tefillah can give expression to Kedusha Yom versus non-Kedusha Yom, the tefillah always gives expression to Kedusha Yom. Okay? All right, good. Yeah. What we said was like this. Rashi, Baruch Olam Varchinu Shminu Ve'ein Shem Sukkos Alav. What does Rashi say? Shmini, we know that. We know it's not Sukkos. We only 7 days Sukkos in Torah. What does Rashi saying? Shmini Ve'ein Shem Sukkos Alav. What is Rashi saying? I mean, Alach Alamaisa, he's saying that if a person would say Chag HaSukkos and Tefillah Shmini Atzeres, it wouldn't be Yotzer, according to Rashi. Absolutely would not be Yotzer. But the thing is that the point that we made was that in other words, in Chag HaSukkos, the sukkah isn't just a mitzvah like Netilas Lulav. It's not just a Maisa mitzvah like Netilas Lulav. But the sukkah really has the character of the Chag, is expressed in the yeshiva basukkah. That's the character of the Chag. So what Rashi's saying is, because apparently Rashi's concerned, I mean, well, what's the problem with making a bracha on the sukkah? So what's wrong? I mean, why is it a tie to the sasri? I mean, he's making a bracha on the sukkah, so what? So why is it afkosh shmini atzeres? So Rashi is saying the reason why it's a tie to the sasri is because the character of shmini atzeres is a kedusha sayom that's nosaf to the entity of the Chag HaSukkos. You see? In other words, that's the very definition of Shmini Atzeres. What is Shmini Atzeres? You see, Sukkos, the yeshiva b'sukkah, expresses the character of the Chag HaSukkos. Okay, the character of the Chag HaSukkos. And the mitzvah sayom of Shmini Atzeres is that there should be a day of Kedushas Hayom nosaf l'Chag HaSukkos. So if it's nosaf l'Chag HaSukkos, it means it can't have the character of Sukkah, because then it can't be a nosaf l'Chag HaSukkos. See, that's what Rashi's saying. See, Rashi's defining Shmini Atzeres. That Rashi's saying the Shmini hu ve'ein shem Sukkos alof. It means that's the what Rashi's saying is that that's the very definition of Shmini Atzeres. Shmini Atzeres is that the Torah says you have a Chag HaSukkos, which is 7 days, and it has a certain character of a Chag HaSukkos. But Sukkos Teishu Shiras Yomim is not just a Maisa Mitzvah like Tilas Lulav, but it's really, that's the character of the Chag. Yom Chag HaSukkos is that. So the Shmini is that the Torah says you should have one day that's Nosaf on the Chag HaSukkos. So that day can't have the character of Sukkah, then it'll be Tata Sassi, and it won't be Nosaf anymore. You see, in other words, that the very essence of Shmini Atzeres, according to Rashi, is a Kedusha Sayyid, there's a Chag HaSukkos, and then the Torah says, and now add one day of Kedusha Sayyom to this Chag HaSukkos. So you can't sit in the Sukkah. It can't have the character of Sukkah. What? According to Rashi, if it would have the character of Sukkah, it would not be Shmini Atzeres anymore. Because Shmini Atzeres is a Kedusha Sayyom that's in addition, that tops off the Chag, that concludes the Chag HaSukkos. So the Chag HaSukkos is concluded by an additional Kedusha Sayyom to the entity and character of the Chag HaSukkos. So that Kedusha Sayyom can't have the character of Sukkah, because it has character of Sukkos and it's just an extension of Sukkos. It's not a Kedusha Sayyom Nosef to the Chag HaSukkos. You understand what I mean? You can't have a Kedusha Sayyom, an intrinsic Kedusha Sayyom Nosef to the entity, if you extend the entity, and by giving the Shmini Atzeres the character of Yeshiva Basuka, so it's a tati de sasri. Now you're saying now you're extending the Chag HaSukkos. So now you can't have an addition if you have an extension, a tati de sasri. That's what Rashi's saying. Yeah, the Rambam's Tamei Mitzvahs in the Moreh Nevuchim fits in perfectly according to Rashi, because he says that you can't. That the simcha cannot be concluded, that while yeshiva basukkah is a vehicle of perfection of shleimus adam in the mitzvah, of course, but it has a detraction, There's something that's something missing. And that's the Simcha can't be complete. So that's why Shmini Atzeres was given in order to complete the lack that the Chag HaSukkos has intrinsically. Yeah. Fits in very nicely with the whole idea of the, why it says, why we spoke about in the Zman Simcha Seinu. I mean, because it's the split between the Pesach is the ideas and the events and the understanding and the Yesodos, and the Sukkos is Chesed Hashem. So that's why the Simchas culminated. So that's why the Rambam explains that that culmination can't take place as long as you have to use the vehicle of Sukkos, and the vehicle of Sukkot is intrinsically, by definition, it lacks in lending itself to full Simcha. Okay, but that fits in very well with Rashi's, the idea fits well with Rashi's just expressing the idea halachically. But the Rambam's Talmud Mitzvah fits in very well. See, it's an interesting idea, Rashi. Rashi and the Chumash. Rashi on the surface seems to be saying two different things. First, he says, Atzeres tiyelachem. He says, Midrasho is, Lefisha kol yimos haregel, Ekrivu keneged ayin umos, Kshaboyin lalechas, Amal lamakom, Bevakoshim mikem asu li sudiktanah. Kadesh enemy camp. See? And then he says in the next Rashi, Parachadai Lechod, Elu Kenegi Yisrael. Apparently he's going back to what he said before. Kenegi Yisrael. Parachadai Lechod. It's Akfuli Ma'at Od. Veloshin Chibu Zek. Kabarman of Tamayavim. Velomalahem Koshlai Pidaschim. Ikvu Od Yom Echod. So, I mean, all he needed was the second Rashi, basically. He didn't need the first Rashi. Yeah. Koshlai Pidaschim. Ikvu. Yeah. Go ahead. I mean, what is the idea of Shmini Atzeres? This, according to Rashi, is a big yisod, basically. It's a big yisod. So, the idea is that really, Klal Yisrael's existence is only warranted by the Umos Olam. If there weren't Umos Olam, there wouldn't be any Klal Yisrael. Atenti l'mamlachas kanu v'gei kadosh. So, that's the Shivim Karbonos. But you could look at it as only a means. That in Klal Yisrael is simply a means and nothing more. It's not an end, you see. It's only a means. It's only a means for almost all of them. That's it. So we're nothing more than that, you see. If that were the case, there wouldn't be any Shmini Atzeres, you see. So that's what Rashi say. That it's true that if it weren't for the Umos Olam, we wouldn't exist. And that's our obligation is to Umos Olam, to Mikadosh Shemayim and Umos Olam. And that's why Makar Valdus Kabbanis and Chag HaSukkos to demonstrate that idea. But we're not just a means. We are existence. We exist in our own right as well. Lefnei HaMakom. You see? And that's a Rashi saying. That's both Rashi's. That's the underlying idea of both Rashi's. So that's Shmini Atzeres. Kasha Lepidasim. Yeah. So that's what he says. Because the mashal is that Kibbonim Anaftar Me'avia. So it means that the Av has an in such a situation, the Av wants them to stay longer because they have meaning to him. Essentially, you see.
Right.
Essentially.
I mean, if it was like a person doing a task for the.
Yeah, that's right. If it was just a stranger, right. if it was just a stranger, so now he did what he was supposed to, and now goodbye. There's no need to keep him here. I mean, you want him out as quick as possible. You only tolerate him to do his job. So that's what Rashi's saying. That's the idea of Shmini. That's the idea of Shmini Atzeres going to Rashi. Okay. Right. So both Rashi's fit into the same idea. Right. But what's the idea? You got, but you're missing one. In other words, the thing is like this: that the, in other words, the idea is that we are. If it weren't, what is our purpose of existence? It's definitely no other almost all of them, then we wouldn't exist. So our purpose is to bring the true idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the almost all of them, to the whole world. That's the objective, and that's why the Torah was initiated. But in that process of our mission, we rise to a different height of existence. You see? That's what it means. It's not like a vehicle, that the only value of the vehicle is in its function as a vehicle to accomplish an objective. But that's true. That's the way, that's the Seder HaDvarim, and that's why we came into existence. But in that process of doing, fulfilling our obligation, we don't simply function as a kli, you see, but we function in we function on a level where our perfection is raised to a completely different level of existence, you see, and that's why we're ahuv mufnei amakom. That's chiba. That's why it's lashon chiba, because it means that if we exercise our responsibility, you see, in that we reach the greatest heights. A different height of existence before God. That's what it means.
Are we lacking without the Umos Olam?
So if the, in other words, if there were no Umos Olam, then we would have lost. Because then it would turn out that there wouldn't be any logical reason for Klal Yisrael, you see, for its existence. But we're very fortunate that in this objective, in this vehicle, we ourselves are forced to a completely higher level. You see?
Like
that's exactly. It's like Moshe Ben Klal Yisrael. Right.
Right.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
But he was. Only
and now you don't have anymore.
Right.
That's
it.
Right. Now it's not. That's right. That's right. Because of Klal Yisrael, he reached the higher level.
He was a Shliach for Klal Yisrael.
That he was a Shliach for Klal Yisrael. If there were no Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu would be a Roitzon. He wouldn't be Moshe Rabbeinu. But because of that, he reached the greatest heights of Yedias Hashem. That's correct. That's the nature of Torah. That's the nature of Torah. I mean, it expresses itself in many different areas, many other ways as well. You know, I mean that's like in a Rebbe in a Talmud too. You start off to be malamed, and then you find yourself that you're learning yourself that the mitamid yasam mikulam. So. It gives the person himself, who's the malamed, it gives him the highest level of that he could reach in terms of his own yidia. So that idea is an idea in the world of chachma, Hashem. That idea is true. Whereas in the regular world, it doesn't work that way. Because if something is simply a vehicle, in the physical world, its only value is as a vehicle. And once its objective is accomplished, it has no value. But over here, it doesn't work that way. That's it. That's Shmini Atzeres, going to Rashi. Okay. I mean, with his Tamei Mitzvah as well. That it's Chag Nosef on, it's a Kedusha Yom that's Nosef on the Chag HaSukkos. That's the very definition of it. It has a different content. So it's a hosaf on the Chag HaSukkos, and therefore can't have the character of the Chag HaSukkos. If you extend the character of the Chag HaSukkos, it's a Tartar Sasri. That, according to Rashi, is the Tartar Sasri. That's the Tartar Sasri. The Tartar Sasri is a Tartar Sasri between extension and hosafa. You can't have both simultaneously. Either it's an extension or it's a hosafa. Can't have both. Okay, so that's why Yeshiva Basukha is a problem on Shmini Atzeres, according to Rashi. Okay? That's the stira. I mean, Rashi really spells out the stira. Because the whole sugya is based on the stira. How do you resolve the stira? Yes. This theme can only express itself over here in Shmini Atzeres because the theme of the Chag HaSukkos is the theme of the Umos HaOlam and the fact that we exist as Klal Yisrael. And so that's why it's only, you can't have a Shmini on Pesach. I mean, there's no Sheikhus. It has to have a Sheikhus to the... To the Chag. Right. So the way that we resolve the stira, which is Rabbi Yochanan, and that's Rabbi Yochanan says, Shmini lo ze v'lo ze. What he means is that you see, the bracha is really, if you're mevorech, so you're giving the character of the asiya, you're giving the character of the asiya, you're giving the asiya the character of mitzvah, because you're making a bracha. So you're giving the asiya the character of mitzvah. Okay? So, yeah, come back later. Okay. Give him the asiya, the character of mitzvah. Okay. So, that's the... giving the asiya character. So that's the tartar de sasri. Because it can't be a hosofa and an extension at the same time. You're saying it's Yom Shvi. So you're giving it the character of what? Of mitzvah. But if you don't, you have bracha. So then there's no character of mitzvah to what? To the yeshiva. It's just a ma'aseh ba'alma. So therefore, Rabbi Yochanan says is that you have this stira. In other words, this is the only time you have this. But in this time, you're going to have the stira. You have a stira to minhag avasenu b'yadeinu to do the mitzvah. And you have the, and yet, the, and shmini atzeres is a tartar de sasri. So how do you resolve the stira? So the way you resolve the stira is by reducing the asiya. Okay, so the method of resolving the stira is, in other words, what survives from the stira is the asiya alone, without the character of mitzvah. Because you have the tartar de sasri, so you can't do it b'tara, you can't do the yeshiva b'taras mitzvah. And since Sukkos is a type of a mitzvah, which has the character of the Chag HaSukkos, so therefore it's going to be a tartar de sasri in terms of the fact that Shmini Atzeres is a Kedushas Hayom that's no Safa on Chag HaSukkos. So therefore, the tartar de sasri plays itself out in a way that it removes the asiyah l'shem mitzvah, that has the character of mitzvah from the yeshiva basukah. And what remains? But something remains. What remains? What remains is simply yeshiva basukah, without the character of mitzvah. So that's the minhag. The minhag of asenu b'yadeinu is reduced in this instance to a mere maisa. Okay, that's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That's shmini lozev lozev. It means to say, that's why he expresses himself that way. Shmini lo zev lo zev. Because the shmini asserts itself everywhere. There's a stira, and the shmini asserts itself. But according to Rav, it's not true. It's shvi l'sukko shmini l'vracha. It's a compromise. So the shmini doesn't assert itself in completely in the resolution of the stira. Okay, no, the Shri asserts itself too, because the Shri is Yeshiva Basukah. So that's the Machlekes. What? That's a good question. I mean, what does Rav do with the problem of the stira? Right. Well, we said this one? Okay, yeah, good, fine. Yeah, so the question is, I mean, that's Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan is very logical. That you can't possibly retain bracha because then the character of mitzvah is going to be a tartar de sasri to the Yom HaShmini, to the Kedusha Yom HaShmini. Yes. In other words, minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu, whether they say it's a takana, whether they say it's a minhag, it doesn't really matter. But it means that Chazal were interpreting what happens when you have this tartar de sasri. And you have the halachic injunction obligation to do the mitzvah minhag asenu b'yadeinu, and then you have the tartar de sasri from Shmini Atzeres. So that's what they said, that it reduces the mitzvah of minhag, whether it's a mitzvah midrabanan or whether it's a minhag, whatever it is, it reduces it because of the contradiction. So the result is that what survives from minhag asenu b'yadeinu is simply asiyah, plain asiyah, without the character of mitzvah. Because there's no other resolution.
Really?
But you don't obliterate it completely.
Really?
Because
without mitzvah is still something.
What?
Asiyah without kima mitzvah is still something.
That's correct. Because it's still asiyah. It's still asiyah. Yeah, well, that anyways you do it. I mean, that, if a person is Yoshev Basukah, it can't be Yoshev Basukah on Shmini Atzeres, the Shem Mitzvah, the Raisa, and it'll be Abal Tesef. So the yeshiva can't be L'Shem Mitzvah, the Raisa. Yeshiva is always because of the drabbanan, like we said, I mean that's always there. That it's not every drabbanan is not on a par, not even on a sub par, with the derisa. It's a different phenomenon completely. Different phenomenon completely. So the yeshiva is because of the rabbanon. Okay? But what remains is the of the rabbanon, what remains is simply the asiya. That's what remains. That's really the sugya. Okay, that's the heart of the sugya. That's what the sugya is telling you. But according to Rav, that's not true. According to Rav, it goes like always. Sveika diyoma, with regard to sukkahs, plays itself out that you see Yoshua besukkah with the bracha, and sveika diyoma with regard to Shemini Atzeres plays itself out that it's Shemini Atzeres. Okay, yeah. Except in the expression of Kedushas Hayom. In the expression of Kedushas Hayom, there, in other words, in the expression of Kedushas Hayom, it's only Shemini Atzeres. But with regard to Yeshiva Basukah, so the Yeshiva is Yeshiva Shom Mitzvah, and has the character of Mitzvah. Of course, Mitzvah under the framework of what? Under the framework of Sveika Diyama. Of Sveika Diyama. Under the framework of Sveika Diyama. Yes. Okay, so Rav at this point is difficult. Because Rav has got to have a problem that he's doing, that it has the character of Asiya Shom Mitzvah, which would be a tatar sasi de shmini atzeres. Okay, let's take Taisus. Let's take Taisus. Taisus belulav la ratzel la sakin klal sheyitlenu halulav misafik. Lefi shehu yomtif umuktzel a tiltol uminkarol a milsei shenoeg bo minag chol. Okay, so Taisus says. So Taisus on the surface, Taisus just saying, what do you do with lulav? Why not lulav? So they says, because lulav is a different problem. It's a problem of muktza. So it's minhag chol, right? So Taisa should have stopped there. But he doesn't. He says, Aval sukkah pa'amim shesukasa areva lov ochel ba'afilu b'yantah. What does Taisa have there for? Taisa just said, he said a good answer. Well, lulav you don't do because of muktza. That's it. And sukkah, there's no muktza. So why does Taisa say, Aval sukkah pa'amim shesukasa areva? Who cares about that? I mean, what do we need that for? Ochel ba'afilu b'yantah. What's the problem in Taisa? He gave a very good answer. No need to express it to go back to sukkah again. Now, that was the problem in Taisus. And it's a serious problem. Okay? In other words, the Taisus saying plain pshat is you can't have Netil's lulav in yantif because it's the tatar sasar yantif. It's minakol. It's muktzah. Let me make it clear. Taisus' question is not you'll be over in Issa muktzah if they made the takana. Made the takana wouldn't be muktzah.
Right.
But Taisus is saying that vis-a-vis Shemini Atzeres, from the framework of Shemini Atzeres, you are doing a Maisa Muktzah.
Right.
Okay? I mean, from the framework of Shemini Atzeres, it's Muktzah. So you bring Zalgur to Shemini Atzeres? Because it's being no Agmen HaKol of Shemini Atzeres. Because from that framework, it's a Maisa Muktzah. So therefore, they didn't want to institute a Maisa, which is a Maisa Muktzah, Min HaKol, on Shemini Atzeres. Okay?
No,
so my question is, so what does he have to say Avol Sukkah? There's no more Avol. All he has to say is nothing. Stop. Stop. There's no, I mean, it's Avol Sukkah like a Muktzah. I mean, we know ourselves there's no Muktzah in Sukkah. What kind of Muktzah sitting in a Sukkah? So Taisa doesn't have to say anything. He should have just stopped right there. As a matter of fact, the Ran does stop there, if I'm not mistaken, correct? Right? The Ran does stop there. The Ran is in the, the Ran is in the end of Dibur Maaseh Hilchos Meisu Yasvinan, Daf Chof Bezon Bezon and Dap Erif. So he says, Chiyech, the Maskin of the Meisu Yasvinan, Bruch Lom Varchin, Lom Lo Tikna B'lul, Shiet Lom Lo Brocha. Laf Kushi, Chodot B'lul B'gvon D'Rabban. Okay. What? In other words, from the standpoint of Shemini Atzeres, this is a Maisa Muktzah, so it's a Bizi Yontif. So you're being Mevazah Shemini Atzeres. What? You're infringing on the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is Kedushas Shemini Atzeres. So what do you take? You're taking a Lulav, that's Muktzah. So from the framework of the Kedusha Yom of Shmini Atzeres, this is a Maisa Muktzah. So they didn't want to institute a Maisa Muktzah on Shmini Atzeres. That makes sense. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that answer. It's a good answer. But Sukkah, law of Admidi, Sukkah is not a tie to the Sasri. Okay, this is a tie to the Sasri, the Kedusha Yom, because on the one hand you're saying it's Shmini Atzeres, and the other hand you're saying it's not Shmini Atzeres, because if it's really Shmini Atzeres, this is a Maisa Muktzah. So therefore, they didn't want to institute something in Asiya, which is a tie to the Sasri, to the Kedusha Sayyom, or Shmini Atzeres. And you can't tell me the Shmini Atzeres is going to accept that it's the seventh day of Sukkot, and that's why it's not Muktzah. I mean, that's not Shmini Atzeres. The Kedusha Sayyom of Shmini Atzeres is telling you this, from the framework of Shmini Atzeres, this is a Maisa Tiltal, a Maisa Muktzah. Okay? That's what the Ron is saying, that's what Taisa is saying. But the only difference is that Taisa brings in this extra thing, Aval Sukkah, Pa'amim Shesukos Arevel, of which has no Sheikhas. The Ron said logically, Aval Sukkah lo Ovid lo Midi. That's what Taisa should have said. Okay? All right? Yeah. No. The reason I guess, see, Taisa is following in Rashi, in Rashi's footsteps. See, you have to go back to the beginning of Taisa. See, when Taisa says to Kashan Lulav, so you have to understand what's his Kasha. Why is he asking Lulav? The reason why he's asking Lulav is because he's saying like this, since the whole problem is because, like Rashi says, that Shmini Atzeres is Nosef on the Chag HaSukkos, and Sukkah has the character of the Chag, and that's why it's a Tarte de Sasri. So Taisa's question is, but Lulav doesn't, because Lulav is just a Maisa Mitzvah Balma. So why aren't they Misakim Lulav? You see? That's Taisa's question. Taisa's question is framed on Rashi, because he's learning the sugya like Rashi. So Rashi's whole sugya is that Chag HaSukkos has the character of Chag HaSukkos, and you have the tata de sasri between addition and extension. Right? So Taisa says, but Lulav is no problem, because Lulav is a Maisa Balma, Maisa Mitzvah doesn't have any character for Chag HaSukkos, so why weren't they Misakim the Lulav? Okay? So Taisa answers, because of Muktzah. You see, because of Muktzah. And Muktzah is a tie to the Sasri, to the Kedusha Sayyom of Shmini Atzeres. So, but then he's left with the question. Because since you're telling me that the character of the Sukkah is a tie to the Sasri, to the Kedusha Sayyom of Shmini Atzeres, so why isn't the mere yeshiva basukkah a problem? Because it's the character of Sukkahs. You don't need, just like Muktzah is a tie to the Sasri, so the yeshiva, because that's what his whole premise of his question was based on, the foundation that Sukkah, the problem is this stira, and his question was, but Lulav, you don't have that problem, so you should do Lulav. His question from Lulav was supported by the idea of the Sugya. So now once he answers it, so now he has to come back and explain why you don't have that problem by Sukkah. Because since by Sukkah, so Sukkah isn't intrinsically considered a Maisa of Shiva Sayyamim. You see, if Sukkah were intrinsically a Maisa of a Shiva Sayyamim, so then you're going to have the same problem as Muktzah. Right? That's why Taisfus had to say Avol Sukkah Pa'amim Shesukas Arevalov. Because Taisvis's question was based on the whole understanding of the sugya, like Rashi, that's a tie to the Sasri. So his question was very strong. I mean, Lulav is better. Lulav is the Maisa Mitzvah Ba'alma. It's not the character. We don't call it Chaga Lulav. So why can't you do Lulav? So he says, because Lulav is going to present the problem of what? Of Muktzah vis-a-vis Shmini Atzeres. So he says, yeah, and Sukkah. Now he brought himself to the point where he's showing the steerers. So now he has to come back and show. But Sukkah is not exclusively the Shiva Sayyamim. If it were exclusive, then you'd have the same problem. Not Machmas Muktzah, you have a problem Machmas Stira. So Taisfis simply supports the whole way we're learning here, the Sukkah going to Rashi. Okay, that's what I had to say, yes? Now Taisus is passing, in other words, if the character has something that's a tarte de sasri, so then you can't do the maisa. Okay? So if you're going to say that Sukkah is exclusively a maisa of a Shiva Sayyamim, exclusive, then you have a tarte de sasri, which means it's ours. Even if you didn't make a bracha, Even if you didn't make a bracha, it would be just like tiltel. Right. It would be just like tiltel. Tiltel is a tartar sashi because of moksa, and this is a tartar sashi because it has the exclusive character of sukkah, right, which would be a tartar sashi. The maisa itself. Now Taisa is going into the maisa itself, right, because you know, he was forced to discuss the maisa itself because of lulav. Because why is lulav knocked out? Because of the, not because of the, it has to do with the character of the chag, but because the nature of the maisa is a tartar sasri. So now Taisus is speaking on the level of the nature of the maisa. So once he discusses that area, now he wants to, she has to show you why the nature of this maisa is not intrinsically a tartar sasri, because it's not a maisa of exclusively Shiva Sayyamin. But if it were, then it'd be a problem. That's what they're saying. Okay? When you first look at Taish Vilsa, you're bothered with the question, what is the Pa'amim? So what about today? Why don't we check every day and see, is it a Revelov or not a Revelov? Taish doesn't distinguish. You see? He says, no, Pa'amim sometimes. So what does that help sometimes? But the answer is, the sometimes helps because it means that Yeshiva Basuka doesn't have the intrinsic character of Shiva Simei HaChag. You see? That's what Taish is saying. If it had that intrinsic character, you'd be in trouble, just like Lulav. It doesn't have to be Muktzah. Then it would be, that means the moment you do this maisa is the Shiva, maisa Shiva Siyama. No good. Shmini Atzeres, Tata Desasri. See, that's the face. Right, you see it? No, right. So what we said was, now the question is Rav. How does Rav keep the bracha? So we said was that Rav maintains that the bracha is really because of Sveika Diyoma. So Rav maintains that Sveika de Yoma intrinsically is not a tarta de sasri to the Kedusha Sayyama Shmini Atzeres. That's what Rav maintains. That since the nature of the, in other words, Rav maintains, since the nature of the Yeshiva Basukha is Machma Sveika de Yoma, so he holds there's no tarta de sasri. Because if you would say that it's a Vadai, so then it would be a tarta de sasri. Because he's saying it's not Shmini Atzeres. But the nature of the whole Asiya of Yeshiva Basukah's Minhag of Asenu B'Deinu is because of Sveika de Yoma. So Sveika is not a Tata de Sasri. Because the character of Sveika is translated into the Yeshiva. That's what Rav maintains. If the character of Sveika de Yoma is translated into the Yeshiva, it's not a Tata de Sasri. But if you simply view it in terms of Yeshiva Basukah itself, then it is a tartar sasri. In the time of Manshabes Mishayakayam, the Yeshiva Basukha was an Asiyo Shel Sofik. They didn't know whether they are being Yoshiva Basukha or not being Yoshiva Basukha, so they couldn't be Mavarach. But Bizman Azeh, we know Vadai, that's a Yeshiva. But it's a Yeshiva Shel Menag of Asenu B'Deinu. And the brachas, the nature of the brachas carried along. The Menag of Asenu B'Deinu, so the brachas carried along also. So he holds us no tartar sasri. That's Rav holds us no tartar sasri. Why is it that disaster? The question is, what is considered a stira to the Kedusha Sayyama Shmini Atzeres? That's the question. Okay? So, do you simply judge it by the overt asiyo? Is that enough of a tata disaster to the Kedusha Sayyama to abolish it? You see? Or no? We look beneath the Asiya. And if the Asiya has the character of Sveika de Yoma, so it's not considered a Tata de Sasri. That's the question. The question is the Kvod Ayom of the Kedusha Ayom of Shmini Atzeres. What is a Tata de Sasri? Okay. Do I simply look at the objective Maisa? And that's, if the objective Maisa has the character of a Tata de Sasri, so then I can't do it. Or do I go beneath the surface and I say, you don't just look at the objective Maisa. But if the Maisa is brought about because of Sveika de Yoma, and the Sveika de Yoma brings it into play, so the character of Sveika de Yoma is manifest in the Maisa, and because it's manifest in the Maisa, I don't consider it a Tata de Sasri to the Shmini Atzeres. That's the question. What? No, so that when it comes to Kedusha Sayyom itself, there, everybody agrees you can't do it. When it comes to the expression of Kedusha Yom itself, there, Kol Yom Amoda. Then you have no Kedusha Yom. Then you reckon the Kedusha Yom. They definitely can't do it. But when it comes to an extraneous Asiya, which is not when you're not involved in expressing the Kedushas Hayom of the Yom HaShmini, but it's an extraneous Asiyah, there it's a question if it's a Tata Desasri.
The
Kedushas
Hayom would be incomplete if you had
a... Yeah, and you can't be beginning the Kedushas Hayom, of course. That you can't do. The expression of Kedushas Hayom, that would definitely be Pogea in the expression of Kedushas Hayom. If you're going to put it in the Tfilis, that's a Suffolk. That you can't do, because the Kedushas Hayom demands positive expression. Okay, but the question is, if you have an aside thing, an extraneous thing, that is not involved in expressing the Kedushas Hayom, but it's an extraneous Maisa, but in that Maisa, the overt Asiya is a Tati Desasri to the Kedushas Hayom. Is that Pogei in the Kedushas Hayom? Is that a Tati Desasri? That's a Machlekes. So Machlekes is, do you judge it by the overt character of the Asiya, or by the nature of the Asiya, because the nature of the Asiya is Sveika Diyama. Okay?
You couldn't say that by Muksa.
By Muksa, because Muksa is definitely from the framework of Shmini Atzeres, is not simply an extraneous Asiya. It's a non-extraneous optional. It's what do you call it? It's Maisachol. It's intrinsic as the character of Maisachol. So that's why that's definitely a Tata Sasra. Okay? All right. Okay, Ikedamra. Yeah. Okay. Ikadamri, as the Gemara says, Nekot Rabbi Yechon Miyadchad, Ravunu Babizn, V'chol G'dol Dor, Iklu B'sukh, V'shmini Yisav Shvi, Mesav Yassi Bruch Lom B'Morichiv. V'dumas Fri Lukuman Dom, Kim Shibrich Yant Avish, and Shivin Mavarech. So maybe that's why they weren't Mavarech, because they didn't hold the Zechi of Bracha. Gemiri Demei Afar also. That year they were stuck in Afar, and they were the Bahamas, and they simply couldn't, they didn't have Sukkah, so it was the first time they were in the Sukkah. Okay? So even according to the other sheet that they'd have to make bracha. Igadamri, bruchi kuli amalo pliga de loma varchinen. Ki pliga le mesiv. Lamandamar shiva le sukkah mesiv yasvinen. Lamandamar shmini lezev lezeh mesiv nami lo yasvinen. Okay? Yeah, machlag is like this. According to the second day, you see, even in the first day, you could almost say it. If your mind starts thinking into the sukkah, I was going to say it before. That why didn't Rav hold like Rabbi Yochanan? After all, so let the bracha go. What's the why did Rav insist that you have to have the bracha? I mean, it seemed like a good solution. Let the bracha go. Bracha Saint Markvus, you don't need the bracha. But the answer is because he held that if you change the character, in other words, you have a contradiction, and there are two opposing halachic phenomena, which are Soser, Tata Desasri. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you diminish. What survives is simply the Asiya. According to Rav holds you can't do that. Either it survives completely, the Kitsurasa, or it's gone. It can't exist partially.
It's the bracha.
What? It's the moment you drop the bracha and you say, now it's reduced to Asiya, to Mirasiya, now you're changing, you're throwing it into a different character. So what Rav maintains is, I mean, that's what I'm saying, we should have said right away, what Rav maintains is that there's no such solution like that. Either you keep it or you don't keep it. So the only question is, why didn't Rav say you don't keep it? So that, the answer is you're going to have to say, is because of the character of Sveika Yoma is not a Tata Desasri. But according to the Ikedamri takes up on that point, precisely. The Ikedamri takes up on the point of why Rav didn't agree with Rabbi Yochanan. There's two things in Rav before. Why didn't Rav agree with Rabbi Yochanan? Because drop the bracha. Why was he against that? That's one. And the other thing is that why didn't Rav say, if Rav maintained that you can't have a partial solution, so Rav just said, maybe Rav just said, just drop the whole thing. Right? So the answer is, because that's why you have his full theory. But the Ikedamri takes up the other side of the theory. Namely, why didn't Rav agree with Rabbi Yochanan? And the answer is, because he held that you can't have a partial solution. Either you keep the minhag of Asinu Dinu in its full form, or else drop it. But you can't just keep the Asiya of the minhag of Asinu and not the character of it. So that's why the Gemara says in the Ikedamri, that's the Machlekes. The Machlekes is that according to Rav, it's going to be switched. It's going to be switched. But it's still the same idea. But it's going to be switched. According to Rav, you can retain it. But Rabbi Yochanan maintains it's gone. But the nucleus of that idea is manifest in the careful analysis of the first way also. But it's just not the center focus of the things. It's not the center of machlekes. But now the Gemara is saying that that's the very machlekes. The machlekes is in that svar. Do I say that you could retain it? Rav maintains that you could retain it partially. It can survive the contradiction, the stira, but it'll only be reduced to asiya. And Rabbi Yechonah says, no, you can't do that. Either it stays in its full form, or else it's gone. That's the machlekes. That's the Gedamri. But we pass on like the Vilchas is like the is of course like the first sheet. Okay, all right. Yerashi says in two places. Mem Zayin Amar Aleph. He says she'ain ain shem sukkas alav, and Mem Ches Amar Aleph. He says regel b'fnatzma she'ain yoshvim b'sukkah. She'ain yoshvim b'sukkah. So it means to say that the character of Shemini Atzeres is a kedushas hayom that's nosaf al chagas sukkos. So if you're nosaf means it's not an extension. You can't have an extension and a osafa simultaneously. That's the tie to the sasri. Either you're extending the chagas sukkos or you're adding to it. So the fact that you yoshiv basukah means that it's an extension. I mean, you're extending the chagasukah. You're saying it's chagasukah. It can't be a nosaf and chagasukah at the same time. That's a tie to the sasri. It's a contradiction in terms of this particular definition. If I tell you that I have A, but now I want you to add something else to A, B, add B to A. So an addition means after A, you add B. You can't have A and B simultaneously. That's a tarta assessor. That's Rashi stira. That's Rashi stira. Okay. When I say no suf, I mean the first institution is terminated, and now you're adding another institution to it. Okay. That's Rashi. According to the Rif says he says v'hayna taimah. Why? Because the kin of Yom the low efshel of ruchi leishiv asukah. The sasra dadi Yom sukah ulav shmini atzeresu. Shmini atzeresu ulav Yom sukah. Umishum the mesafkalon b'tarvayu avdinin luchumra yasvin lom varchina. V'nogim ba minigantif. All right. So what is it? What is the riff really saying? What is the stira? What is the stira according to the riff? So the riff makes it clear. What's the stira? The stira is between chol and kedushas hayom. That's the steer. Between Chol and Kedushas Hayom. So, Iyam Shviyu, Lav Shmini Atzeresu. Vishmini Atzeresu, Lav Yom Sukkahu. So it means it's a tata de sasri to the Kedushas Hayom of Shmini Atzeres. And that's what he says. So according to the moment you say Leishiv Basukkah, so you're saying it's Yom Shvi. So you're saying it's not Shmini Atzeres. So that's low efsha because of the kedushas hayom of shmini atzeres. That's what he's saying. And the rift doesn't just mean that you'll appear as if you associate yourself. What it's an isser, it's an isser of what? You shouldn't be associate yourself. What kind of isser? What kind of halachic isser is that? Besides, anybody, even a katan knows that there's such a thing as faking the yom. So there's no isser. It's crazy. But what he means is lister stira means because you're being soser. I mean. You're being so like the Miri has, either because you're being, if you're talking about Kiddush, the Riff doesn't mention that, but the Ran talks about that. If you're talking about Kiddush, it means you're being so the expression of the Kedushas Hayom of Kiddush. First thing is Kiddush, now you're being so the Kiddush. But Zilzlebi means that people will be making in the in Yantif. It'll come out a Takala. But when the Riff says being so-sir, he means you're being so to Kedushas Hayom. That's the problem. The problem is you're being so to Kedushas Hayom. Okay. Yes. That's what the Rif is saying. Each one's making a demand. And each one, you give each one its own requirements. So Yoshev Basukah, and you're not so to Kedushas Hayom. Okay. I think also that the comma should be after Meshum the Masafkalon, comma. Betarvayu avdin and lachomra. That's, I think, the right way. That each one, you know, the chomra, each one receives the chomra that it demands. Okay? So Yasvin of Lama Varchinen is the demand of Yom Shvi. Vinogim Balminig Yomtif means the Kedushas Hayom and the Tilis. Okay, Kedusha Yom Tefillas. And then for some reason he repeats Vavdin L'chomer. I don't know why. Okay. The first difference between Rashi and Tosfos on the one hand and the Rif on the other is as follows. According to Rashi, it's an intrinsic contradiction that if you Yoshev Basukkah, so now the idea of Sukkos is Chag HaSukkos, and that intrinsically means that it can't be the Kedushas Hayom of the Nosaf. Okay? So the intrinsic in Yeshiva Basukkah is a denial of the Hosafas Kedushas Hayom of the Yom Shemini. Intrinsic in the Yeshiva. According to the Rif, it's not an intrinsic stira. It's the fact that Yoshev Basukkah said, of course, so somebody asked you, why Yoshev Basukkah? So it must be, the reason is because it's Yom Shvi. So it's not intrinsic in the character of Yeshiva Basukkah that it's not Shemini. It's simply Yeshiva Basukkah is an indication of something else, that it's Yom Shvi. Oh, now if it's Yom Shvi, it can't be Yom Shemini. So it's going to be a Tarti D'Sasri between the Yomim, you see? But it's that Tarti D'Sasri results from Yeshiva Basukkah, but it doesn't inhere in Yeshiva Basukkah. Whereas according to Rashi, the problem is that in Yeshiva Basukkah, there is an inherent Tarti D'Sasri to the idea of Shemini Atzeres, which is a Yom Nosaf on the Chag HaSukkos. So you're saying it's not a Yom Nosaf. It's intrinsic. It's not because Yeshiva indicates that why is he sitting in the Sukkah. Must be, it's Yom Shvi. Yom Shvi can't be Yom Shemini. That's the Rif's theory. The Rif Stira is the Yom Shvi, Yom Shmini. I Yom Shviyu, love Yom Shminu. Yom Shminu, love Yom Shviyu. That's the Stira. Now that's the difference factually between the two, and ideationally, essentially, between the two Shitas. Okay? Yes, yeah, so Danny mentioned Nafkamina. It's good Nafkamina. The question we had was, could you be Mosif Mechol Ala Kodesh, in this case Mechol Amor Ala Kodesh, for Shemini Atzeres itself. So if you say like the Rif, so there's no reason why you can't do it. Because it's true, it's Yom Shvi, but I have a right to extend Kedusha. So why can't I extend the Kedusha of Shemini Atzeres into the Yom Shvi? There's nothing wrong with it. But it could be, according to Rashi, you can't do it. Could be. Not for sure, but it's possible. Why? Because Rashi maintains that the definition of Yom Shemini is Nosaf al Chag HaSukkos. So as long as Chag HaSukkos is extant, exists, so you can't have Osafa.
Yeah, but you'll terminate
it. You can't terminate it. In other words, you can't terminate Erev Shemini Atzeres. No. You're being most of Mechol HaKodesh. But over here, you want to terminate the Shvi. Could you eat in your house in that moment? Let's say I'm a Kabbal Shemini Atzeres an hour and a quarter before. Before Shemini Atzeres, I'm a Kabbal Shemini Atzeres. So now I can eat my house? I mean, in Eretz Yisrael. I can eat my house? Of course not. I can't. So I still have to be Yoshev.
You have to make a brother.
No, yeah, but that's right. But according to the Rif, you can't. But it doesn't matter, though. Because according to the Rif, it won't be a stira. Because it's not a stira. Is it Yom Shvi or Yom Shemini? No, it's Yom Shvi, but there's a halach of being Mosif Mechol HaKodesh.
So
you can do it. Why can't you do it? Because you're always Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. In other words, according to the Rif, it's a halach of Hosafa. So you're allowed to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. I don't care if you be Mosif into Sukkos. Why not? Why can't I? I extend the Kedusha Yom, Shemini Atzeres. What? Only extending the Kedusha, it's an extension of Kedusha Yom. It doesn't mean it's not Sukkos anymore. Right. You'd have to eat in the Sukkah if you wanted to eat now. Right. But there's a separate lacha you can draw from the Kedusha Yom, Shemini Atzeres. You can extend it. So why can't I extend the Kedusha Yom, Shemini? What's the Tarti D'Sasri? I'm not saying it's a different day. If I'm saying it's a different day, then it's a problem. But in Tosfos, Shabbos is not a different day. I mean, what, does the Yom HaShishi got shorter? I mean, the Pasuk established, right? Everybody Yom HaShishi. You can't change that. But it means it could be Mosif from the Kedusha of Shabbos onto the Chol. Okay? But the Yom is still Yom HaShishi. So, but that's an extraneous system. So, according to the Rif, you would be able to be Mosif Mechol HaKodesh over here. Mechol Amar HaKodesh. Why? Because it's only Hosafa. It's a separate din of Tosfos. But it's not denying the Yom HaShvi. But I could be Mosif, just like I could always be Mosif, I could be Mosif over here too. But according to Rashi, you might not be able to do it. Why? Because according to Rashi, it's a tie to the Sasri. Because the definition of Yom HaShmini is a Hosofa on the Chag HaSukkos. So the Chag HaSukkos have to terminate before the Hosofa can begin. Okay? So good enough. Yeah, it's possible the Rifal soldier you can't do because many saying because maybe the Shema Atzeres is not Shaykh until the Chag is completed. That's possible. But you have this possibility. Okay. In other words, nafmina like this, be practical, be like this. That let's say for instance there was no phenomenon of Sukkos or Revolov. Okay? Right? So according to Rashi and Taisvis, you would not be able to be Yoshev Basukkah. Because the intrinsic Yeshiva Basukkah is attached to the Sasri, to the Yom HaShmini. But if you say it's simply because I'm a Yoshev Basukkah and now I ask a question, why am I Yoshev? It must be Yom Shvi. And now I have Yom Shvi, so it's Yom Chol HaMoed, so it's attached to the Sasri, which is the Yom of Shmini Atzeres. Correct? So there I could say it's only attached to the Sasri if you're a Mavarech. When you're a Mavarech, then it's attached to the Sasri. Because since you're a Mavarech, and you're saying that it's the Kiyum HaMitzvah applies today, so that's why it's attached to the Sasri, and you're saying it's Yom Shvi, the Bracha is an annunciation of Yom Shvi. But if you're not a Mavarech, and you're just a Maisei Shiva Balma, who says that there's a stira? You see? The stira, according to the Rif, the stira, and it's clear in the Rif also that the stira is the bracha, is the stira. That the Rif doesn't bring any svar of Sukkos or Revolov. They don't need that svar, because according to the Rif, the stira is the bracha. The fact that you're enunciating a bracha and you're saying it's Yeshiva Shel Mitzvah, now you're saying clearly it's Yom HaShvi. But let's say a guy does a crazy thing. I don't have to care why he does it. It doesn't have anything. That's not my business. It's not a tzad disaster. Even if there was no such thing, the Rif doesn't require the svar of Sukkos or Revolov. Because Sukkos, even if it weren't Sukkos or Revolov, I don't care, he's crazy. But that's not enough to evoke a stira. To evoke a stira is where the person pronounces his asiyah of an asiyah of Yom HaShvi. If he's doing something, I say, why is he sitting in the sukkah? It's cold outside and it's not sukkah. That's not my problem. I'm not going to make a deduction. Oh, must be because it's Yom HaShvi. That kind of deduction, the Rif doesn't validate such a deduction. You follow what I mean? That's the point. See, that's why Rashi and Taisvis demand the svara of Sukkos or Revolov. Because since the nature of yeshiva is the characteristic of the Chag HaSukkos, and Shmini Atzeres is a nosif on the whole Chag, so you have to have a siyum of the Chag, and your yeshiva is a continuation of the Chag. And that's precisely the nature of Shmini Atzeres. That's Yom She'ein Bo Yeshiva Basukkah. That's nosif on the Chag HaSukkos. So if you're a yoshev, so we have a problem. So we have to answer, why are you a yoshev? So the answer is, because Sukkos or Revolov. Palmim she Sukkos or Revolov. So therefore, it doesn't have the character of the Chag HaSukkos. But according to the Rift, there's no necessity for such a svar. Because what are you going to say? Why is he sitting in the sukkah? He's crazy. I don't know why. I have to go into why he's sitting in the sukkah. You don't make those deductions. It must be, since nobody sits in the sukkah outside of 7 days. So it must be because of that, that it must be he thinks it's sukkah. The Rift doesn't endorse such a stira. It's too far-fetched. The stira is only with his bracha. Because in bracha, he's saying, I'm doing l'shem mitzvah. Now it's muchach, it's Yom HaShvi. And now you're being sosa to Yom HaShmini. You see? That's the critical difference between the Rif and between Rashi. In other words, the difference between Rashi and Taisus on the one hand and the Rif on the other hand is one thing. Do you need the svara of Pomim Shesukasa or Revolov? According to Rashi, you must have the svara. Because if you don't have the svara, since the stira inheres in the yeshiva, that's according to Rashi, the stira inheres in the yeshiva, so now you can't have a yom nosaf, so therefore you've got to say the yeshiva, that's Pamashas Kasarevo, the yeshiva doesn't mean anything. This is an optional yeshiva, so yeshiva doesn't mean anything. But according to the Rif, it's not necessary. Because according to the Rif never says you go around questioning and drawing conclusions from a person's actions. We don't. That's not our business. Not our Isaac. Right? But everybody does something. As a Mishugan, I don't know why he doesn't. It's not a halachic. It's not a halachic point. But if the person says a bracha, then he's enunciating that it's the Yom HaShvi'i. That's only then is there a steer. That's really mashma lashon a riff. As a matter of fact, I would say the riff is really forewarning why you don't have to have any svaras for the sukkas areva law. It's not necessary because the riff says ef shele levruchi. You see, the lo ef shele levruchi leishev basukka the sasri adadi. So where does the steer emerge? The steer emerges from his enunciation of yeshiva shel mitzvah, sheker yeshanu b'mitzvos v'tzivot leishev basukka. That means it's Yom HaShvi'i. But to draw deductions from his actions, we don't draw deductions from actions. So the Rif doesn't have to bother at all with the whole point of Sukkos HaRevah. Whereas Rashi must. That's the difference. The difference is when the steer is inherent, so then you have to answer the steerer. But where the steerer is a result of from A, I'll conclude B. You see? So then, that's a different framework completely. Which A is going to cause you to conclude B? Not everything a person does. I mean, we have a certain level of halacha which recognizes certain things. So we recognize an amir shel bracha. We don't recognize a crazy action, even if a guy never sat in the sukkah. But now he decides he wants to. So what? So that proves it's Yom HaShvi'i? I mean, why? Because we have to try to figure out why he's doing this. That's not a reason why he's doing this. He has some reason. Who knows why? That would not be a steer according to the Rif. Whereas according to Rashi, you're going to have to answer that because it's an inherent problem. Because it's inherent in the yeshiva that it's not, there's no Hosafa. Because that's the nature of the Shemini Atzeres. That's Hosafa on the character of the Chag HaSukkos. And the characteristic of the Chag HaSukkos is yeshiva basukkos. So the yeshiva itself is a problem. So you have to answer Sukkos HaRevelov. That's the difference. Yeah, Rashi says, Rego b'fnei atzmo she'en yoshvim basukkah. It means it's a kedusha sayom nosefes on the Chag HaSukkos. Doesn't mean she'en yoshvim basukkah. It's an issur to sit in the sukkah on Shemini Atzeres. What does it mean she'en yoshvim basukkah? He means that it's a kedusha sayom nosefes al Chag HaSukkos. Which means, what? The Rif doesn't have that formulation. He doesn't know it's a privation. That necessarily is privation. He doesn't have that formula. He doesn't have the formula that necessarily it's a kedusha sayom b'fnei atzma that is devoid of sukkahs because that's the nature of the substance is an essential kedusha sayom added to the chag sukkahs. So you can't. That's what Rashi means saying yosh b'sukkah. It doesn't mean it's an issur to sit in the sukkah. I mean, he means to say that that's the very nature of the Shemini Atzeres. The nature of the Shemini Atzeres is that it's a kedusha sayom that's nosaf on the Chag HaSukkos, which has the characteristic of yeshiva basukkah, and this is hosafa, so it doesn't. That's what Rashi means. The nature of the steer between the according to the Rif and according to Rashi is of a completely different nature. Taisus himself clearly states that yechayiv to be yoshev basukkah, even though it's not areva love, because he says pa'amem mishesukasa areva love. He doesn't say you only yoshev when it's areva love. The West Taisus said that ain't on yoshev, all in kain areva love. So, no, but all Taisus has to do is to show that it's not an activity. He's extending Rashi. It's not an activity which is indigenous to Sukkos alone. It sometimes can do it voluntarily. So that removes the Tata de Sasri. So now we're in the run. So the question is, what about Sfiras Omer on the second night of Pesach? You do Sfiras Omer, so you're saying Pesach's over. Because we machras a Pesach, right? So, I'm sorry, machras a Shabbos. Okay, right. Machras a Shabbos. Okay, so it's a tata de sasri. It's machras a Shabbos, and you're saying also that what? That it's and you're saying you mean no Yom Sheni. So it's the same stira. That's a good question. So what does it say? It says over there is different. Why? Because Sfiras Omer Kedusha Lafki Adodi Kaasu. Elakol Chad V'Chad Avdina Bapei Nafshei. Avolkan Birkas Leishiv Basuka He Bekos Echad Em Akiddush. Vim Avarch Leishiv Basuka V'Ches Ikilamichash Lezilzul Yomtif. Okay, so what is he saying?
So you should. In
other words, he's saying if there was no din of Kiddush, it would be no problem.
Right.
I'd always be mevarach leishiv basukah. No problem. But the problem is the first Lesher Basoka. That's what knocks it out. And once you can't be Mavarach the first Lesher Basoka, so then you can't Mavarach anymore. Lesher Basoka. It can't be Halacha L'Mitzvah Sayyam. It can't be Halacha like that. Can't Halacha L'Mitzvah Sayyam. What? Yeah, the halacha has to be consistent. I mean, if you're not mevarach lesher basoka that night, so then you can't mevarach the next day. I mean, you can't have a half a day. Okay. But that's what he's saying. You can't have that. That's impossible.
Right.
Okay. So it all centers, revolves around it all has to do with the Kiddush. Okay, so what's the problem with the Kiddush? Yeah, you can't, according to him, it's because it's in the Kiddush. But you can't do it outside the Kiddush because then you're not being Noe covered in Bracha.
Oh, okay.
Because Bracha, you Mesadar al HaKos. Why you Mesadar al HaKos? Because of the covered of Bracha.
Yeah.
So you can't, that you can't do. You can't have a Bracha that you're not going to be, you're not going to treat with covered. I mean, that even though it's not a Chiyuv to do, even though it's not a Chiyuv to be Mesadar al HaKos,
right.
It's a Kiyum. But you can't have a Bracha. Well, you say, this bracha I'm not going to treat with derech kavod. We have an opportunity. Mesadar al-kos, I'm not going to do it. That you can't do. The bracha leishiv basuka is not really part of Kiddush. It's just your mesadar al-kos. It's after Kiddush. So your mesadar al-kos. I mean, it's not an intrinsic steer in Kiddush. You see, I mean, he's not saying it's an intrinsic steer in Kiddush. I believe that's what the Ron is saying. The Ron says the other ones are ba'apei nafshe, so it means that you're just going to, a contradiction will emerge when you put the two together. That's we could tolerate. But over here he says avol kan birkas leishiv basuka he bekos echad im hakiddush, so it means that I have an amira al hakos, which is a relationship between my amira and the kos I'm holding in front of me, and now I break the relationship. And now I say a leishiv basuka. I say, I'm saying a leishiv basuka on a kos, which is chol. So I'm negating the existing relationship between the kiddush and the kos. That's a negation of the kedushas hayom. A negation of the kedushas hayom is then it's equal lemichesh lezolzuli. Where you have an act of negation that you can't tolerate, but where you just have two individual actions. And you put them together, you have a problem. That's not that we're not choshish for. That we're not choshish for. But an act that negates the kedushas hayom, there we say it's ikalim mechash. So where you have an amira al hakos, so you have an amira relating to an entity of kos. And now I say, no, this is, I negate the kedushas hayom, and I say now it's not a kedushas hayom. I say another amira al hakos. So I'm negating the relationship to the kos that existed, which was a relationship of kedushas hayom. I'm negating it. I'm saying it's chol. So an act of negation. That's an act of zilzul. Then it's ikul lemichas zilzul. Yeah. See, that's why he emphasizes. He says, because he bekos echad im hakiddush. It's with one kos in the kiddush. So now you have to negate the relationship to the kos of kedushas hayom and introduce a relationship to the kos of chol. That you can't do. That's an act of negation.
Okay. But it doesn't work because...
In other words, you can't have a consistent... You can't be Mesadar all these things on one kos in the framework of a Kedushas Hayom. So you're breaking the framework. You're breaking the framework. You're breaking the relationship between the Amiras HaKiddush and the kos. And the kos. So you're negating it. That's a negation. Because the kos creates a negation. Okay?
But it's a...
In other words, you're breaking the relationship of Kedushas Hayom to the Kos. That's what you're doing. There's a relationship that you created that's existing, and now you're breaking it. So you're breaking it, that's a negation.
So you say that.
It's an act of negation. An act of negation, you can't tolerate.
Can you
yes.
Say that you
can't. It's like the Rambam writes over there in one of his, in the Spachim, the Rambam. So he writes the different types of contradictions. Sometimes you have an overt contradiction between two things. You know what I mean? There's two things are absolutely contradictory. So sometimes the contradiction emerges from following down the premises. That if I say premise A, so that means B, and B means C. And if I say premise Z, that means that means Y, and it means X. Now X and C contradict. There's an underlying, so that's already a further removed type of contradiction. So that's the kind of contradiction from inference that you have, because he's Yosher Basuk on the one hand, and he Davin Shemoneh Esrei Kedusha Yom on the other hand. But where you intrinsically negate, you have a property of negating the existing situation, the existing halachic phenomenon, you're breaking it, and you're saying that now this kos is a kos shel chol, and I'm saying Amir not kos shel chol, so I'm negating the existing, pre-existing, that's an open contradiction, that's an intrinsic contradiction.
Have to be in a,
that's why he stresses kos echad. The kos echad is what creates the problem. Okay. Let me clarify, because my example from the Rambam was only for one side, for the deductive side. But the, in other words, I'm not saying one is a deductive contradiction and one is an intrinsic contradiction. I'm saying more than that. We're saying that it's that the deductive contradiction is not going to lead to bizyantif, but the where you have an act of negation, because the contradiction inheres in one entity like the kos, so now you have an act of negation of the kedushas hayom. That's where you're michash, because then you're doing an act of an act against the kedushas hayom. That's what I'm saying.
Why isn't that the other side?
It's not because intrinsic contradiction. Let me just clarify. It's because of negation. The act of negation is an act of bizui. That's what the act of negation of the Kedusha Yom is, the act which promotes Beasley. That kind of an action you can't have. What promotes Beasley is not that people don't understand things and do the country, but you're negating, you're actually coming out against the Kedusha Yom. You're negating it.
I get what
he says. The Ran says, V'li ain't tzarech l'kach. So it means apparently the Ran wasn't happy with that teretz. Well, what's wrong with the teretz? Very beautiful teretz. Ain't tzarech l'kach it's not a good argument when you give a teretz. Why is it? A teretz is a good teretz. I mean, it's tzarech, not tzarech. That's what it is. But he apparently something bothered him about the teretz. What was wrong with the teretz? It's a very beautiful chiluk. Okay. That v'li ain't tzarech l'kach means I hold it's not a kasha. I hold it's not a kasha. But he doesn't say it's. He doesn't really say it's not a kasha. I mean, he should have said. He says v'li lo kasha midi. He should have said. I don't think it's a kasha altogether. He doesn't say that. V'li ain't tzarech l'kach means you don't need to come on to this. I mean, yeah, it's true. He has a good answer. We hold it's not a kasha, but that's not his objection. His objection is he objects to something there that's not necessary. What does he mean is not necessary? That's what he doesn't like about it. Because the Rif never really said that it has to do in specific. Now you're saying the whole thing is in terms of the Kiddush. There's only one leishiv basuka that presents a problem, and then because of that, you're going to say all the other ones fall away. I mean, that's a whole—it's the whole new thing. Where do you see that in the Rif? I mean, so you're going to have to make an akimta there that the Rif is only concerned with one leishiv basuka. But that, I mean, once when you say that, right now you're setting up a whole new superstructure. So that's why it says answer. You don't need that kind of a structure, but you could say simply that every leishiv basuka is a problem. That's what he means. Okay, good. Now, the Ran's not just answering Derisa Drabanan. Of course, the Bracha is Drabanan. So if you're going to say the Ran's principle is wherever you have a Derisa and a Drabanan. So you Docha the Drabanan. So I'll say the same thing over here. Shmini Atzeres is Derisa. And the Bracha Leishiv Basuka. And the Bracha, well, the Yeshiv Basuka is the one. So it's Nidcha. So over here too, by Sfiras Omo, I want to say the same thing. They didn't know Sfiras Omo was the Raisa, but the Bracha is Merabana. So Bidocha the Bracha. Ein Tzarech L'kach means you don't have to restrict the Rif to a Tarti de Sasri in the first Leishiv Basuka in Kiddush, and then say the others follow. But you could say that, don't restrict them, and say that it means every Leishiv Basuka is a problem. Every Leishiv, not because it's kavu al kos echod, and kos echod means you're ipso facto saying it's not, because you're tied to one kos, and the one kos is going to force you to say it's not. Okay, that's far he says you don't need, because then you're going to restrict the rift to one leishiv basuka, the first one. So you don't restrict them. Every leishiv basuka is the same problem. Because according to this interpretation, according to that pshat, it comes out that if you didn't have kiddush, it'd be no problem. You'd make a leishiv basuka all the time. Just like by Sfiras Omo.
So how does he get out of...
In other words, In other words, the question is on the Rana's Manashach. Does Yol Tzvir Selma per se is not a problem? It's like Sukkah. So why does he say, Yeshlut Chosa? I mean, that you're right. That Yaakov's right. That why does he say Yeshlut Chosa? And if he holds that it's not a problem, and itself is not a problem, and the only problem is the bracha, I mean, that would seem to be problematic. Correct? What? And if the old Sphere Soma is a problem, so what's, if you know if the old Sphere Soma is a problem, so then what's going to help you if you take away the bracha? What he should have said was, you can't be Docha Sphere Soma, because it's the rice. And once you have Sphere Soma, so taking away the bracha is not going to help you, because the problem is in the Sphere Soma itself. Yeah.
But he
seems to say that, no, if I had, it's true that I can't be Docha Sphere Soma. But now let's be docha the bracha. He says, not because it's the raisa, we're not. It's ain roi to be docha the bracha since it's the raisa. I mean, first of all, why? I mean, and secondly, if the Sphere Soma itself is a problem and you have to do it anyways, so what does it help you if you take away the bracha? Okay, that's the question around. Yes. When you say zilzel, it's not like an issa being mezalzel in the kvar yantar. It's osili day zilzel. People are going to be negligent. You're weakening it in the eyes of the hamonam. So osili zilzulipe. It's a derabanan. It's a geder. Okay, but there is geder. Yes. Question. Two questions. One question is, what does it help if you take off the bracha, which he seems to hold it would help. And the second question is, why is it that you don't take off the bracha? If you're going to tell me for some reason that it helps, so it's only drabbanan, so why don't you take it off? Why don't you have the mitzvahs midaraisa? I mean, there's two questions in Iran. Okay? Yes. Because you have Rav Shita. What was Rav Shita? Rav Shita was that you're mavarech, right? Why? So what was the answer? The answer was because Sveikid the Yomar is not a zilzel. Because it's machmas sveikid the Yomar. Okay? So the Ran holds that you don't just throw out that svara. In other words, the machloikis is it enough? Okay? So Biechen holds it's not enough that it's sveikid the Yomar. Okay? You still can't be pogea, and you're still being pogea in the kvod yantif. But it's not that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't agree that if you do it machmas sveika, it's not the same thing as doing it machmas vaday. He agrees with Rav. He doesn't know Rav is completely off the wall. I mean, Rav is a good svar. That's machmas sveika the Yomar. So sveika the Yomar, really, it's an idea that sveika the Yomar is not a zilzal. So Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with him. He holds it not still a zilzal, because people don't think into sveika the Yomar, whatever reason. But he definitely distinguishes between sveika the Yomar and vaday. He definitely holds from Rav's chilik that there is such a chilik. Correct? Right? So the Ran is saying that since that's the case, so you should drop the bracha. Why? Because by dropping the bracha, now it's machmas sveika the Yomar and it's less zilzal. What? The Sphiris Omar. No, but you're not, if you're not mevorech, so it's muchach that you're doing it without a bracha, right? So if you're doing it without a bracha, it's muchach, you're doing a machmas sveika. Because how come every other night you do it with a bracha? What do you mean? In other words, the tati de sasri is that you're saying it's a kedusha sayom, and then you're saying it's chalamayit, right? So what the Ran is saying is, if you drop the bracha, it's not muchach that you're saying vaday it's cholamoid, because you're not being mevarech. So therefore, since you're taking away from the bracha, it appears as if the only reason you're being mevarech is because it's true it's yontif, but because of sveikid the Yomar, I'm being mevarech. Do you follow? From the framework of, you have to look at it from the framework of the yontif sheni. Yom Tov Sheni is not asserting itself b'tara sofik. Yom Tov Sheni, we're saying, it's Yom Tov Sheni. That's why you have to give the full Kiddush Sayom, the Brachas, the Kiddush, and everything. Right? There shouldn't be any indication of sofik in Yom Tov Sheni. Okay? So from the framework of Yom Tov Sheni, you have to view it from that framework. From that framework, you're establishing Vaday. Now, if I say Sfiras HaOmer without a bracha, so it's not an it's not a total contradiction, because what I'm saying is, well, I'm not mevarich, because since I'm saying it's yontif, so this is a sfeika de yoma, so that's why I dropped the bracha. You follow? So from the standpoint that why you really do it is not the question. The question is that you can't give the kedusha sayom an appearance of weakness. You can't be megareya from the kedusha yom, implying that there's something lacking in it, or that it's a suffix, or that it's in doubt. This is not a real kedusha yom, because then the whole minhag on the same day is bottle of water. So therefore, you have to treat the day as if it's vaday. Okay. So now I ask you: if you treat the day as if it's vaday, and I count Sfiras HaOmer with a bracha and without a bracha, which way would you say, from the framework of vaday, the is worse? You see? So the answer is very simple. That if you hold from Rav's Svara, if you're not going to say that Birchin just as Mavatl Rav Svara and holds the Svara is worthless, but he agrees with the Svara, there's a chilek, but he holds not enough. Okay? But he recognizes the idea. Okay? He's not holding Rav is completely off. All right? So therefore he holds that Rav Svara is a good Svara, but he holds it's not enough because he's still being Megareh in the Kedusha Yom. He's still being Pagay in the Kedusha Yom, in the covenant of the Kedusha Yom. So, but he doesn't completely obliterate his Svara, he doesn't completely reject his Svara. So therefore, what you should do is the following. You announce the Kedusha Sayom, so to speak, you're saying it's Kedusha Yom Vaday, but now we'll count Sfira. Okay? But should we count with a bracha or without a bracha? So the answer is, from the standpoint of the Kedusha Yom, it's much better, it's less zilzal if you count without a bracha. Because then you're saying it's a sfeika de yoma, and that's why I'm not going to be mevarach. Okay? But if I count with a bracha, so then I'm saying it's vaday. So that's why the Ran says that. It's true that Sfiras HaOmer is not like Yeshiva Basuka, but in Yeshiva Basuka you had a machlekes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. And the Ran is learning that Rabbi Yochanan doesn't completely throw away Rav Svara. Rav Svara is very good Svara also, but he doesn't agree with it. Okay? But the Svara is definitely a Svara. So therefore, what the Ran is saying is that since Rabbi Yochanan agrees, we agree with Rav and Svara. So now when you have a choice in terms of Zilzul the Yoma, so definitely what you should do is drop the bracha, because it's less Zilzul. Because now at least people could say it's a Sveka the Yoma. Okay? Yeah, you could do it only goes to Rabbanan. That's right, if bracha was the right, so you couldn't do it. But since it's Rabbanan, so the Ran is saying, so you should drop the bracha. And now, you're being pogel less in the covenant. It's true, you can't do, it's true, it's not as good as sukkah. In sukkah, you're going to have machlekes. Okay? It's not as good as sukkah. Because in sukkah, you can do yeshiva sukkah, and it's not pogel at all. Because it's just a ma'aseh b'alma. But over here, you have a problem, because it is. But nevertheless, you shouldn't add a bracha and make a bataras vaday. That's the Ran's point. Okay? All right? Okay. Because that's what we said before, that Rav Svara. Okay, so you see the Ran is learning Rav Svara. The Ran is saying, according to Rabbi Yochanan, so therefore what we should do is minimize the Zilzal. So minimize the Zilzal. Now use Rav. Now at least let's use Rav Svara. So you should minimize it. So therefore omit the bracha. That's the Ran's point. Okay, but the Ran says you can't do that. Okay? Yeah. In other words, in Rav, it's like this. Rav holds that you only have to look at the halachic structure. If the halachic structure is not intrinsically a bizi yontif, then there's no problem. That's what Rav holds. So halachic structure is machmas feke de yoma. So since the halachic structure is machmas feke de yoma, you don't have to be concerned. But if it were lulav, he would be concerned. Because then the halachic structure is bizi yontif. Because it's tiltal. Okay? So Rav basically simply looks at the halachic structure. Whereas Rav Yochanan says you have to be concerned with the effect it will have on the people. Okay? So therefore, he's concerned with any kind of bizi yontif that will exist, that will emerge. And since since if you're mevarech, so now it's muchach that you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So now, in other words, the ma'aseh itself involves bizut, because the ma'aseh itself, people are going to think that you're doing l'shem mitzvah, so they're going to think that it's chol. Correct? Okay. But now it's a davar pashut. That's Rav's halacha. I mean, that's Rav Yechon's halacha. Okay, so now over here by Sfiras HaOmer, so you have a choice. So it's true you can't get away from the fact that there's going to be some bizui because you are. It's not like Yeshiva Basukah. Yeshiva Basukah, Rav Yechon holds no problem. Okay, he holds no problem. But lulav would be a problem. I mean, according to everybody. But Yeshiva Basukah is no problem. Because Yeshiva Basukah is intrinsically just looking at Ma'aseh Balma. Okay? So that's why it's no problem. But insofar as Sphere is concerned, so the Ma'aseh itself is a problem. But since he holds you have to be concerned with the effect in terms of Bizui Yom Tov, so definitely if you could reduce it to a form where you minimize the Bizui Yom Tov, he would definitely have to agree with that. Okay? In other words, since your Biochan is concerned with the effect, so he has to hold where you can reduce it, that he definitely would reduce it. So therefore, over here, if you eliminate the bracha, so you're reducing, because now you're throwing it into the sphere of Sveika Diyama. And Sveika Diyama is less bizoyan than if you're Mavarach and people will think it's a Vadai, because there definitely are people that will think that it's a Vadai because you're Mavarach. So if you reduce it to Sveikid the Yomo, so then he holds that would be good. Then he would have to say that you should definitely reduce it to, you should minimize the Bizui Yom Tov. In other words, once Rabbi Yochanan is in the realm of how it appears as Bizui, in other words, according to Rav, you just look at the Halacha. If the Halacha is not a Bizui Yom Tov, so that's it. According to Rav Yochanan, it goes according to the way people view it. You have to be concerned with the way people view it. Okay, people will view it as Bizui Yom Tov. So the Koveya is the Das B'nei Adam. If according to the Das B'nei Adam it's Bizui, so you can't do it. Correct? So according to the Das B'nei Adam, where would it be more Bizui? If you're Mavarech or if you're not Mavarech? The answer is definitely if you're Mavarech. Because if you're Mavarech, a lot of people are going to think that it's because of the Zvadai. So therefore you should reduce it to where it's suffic. So at least you're reducing. In other words, according to the machlokes Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, is do you go according to the halachic structure or according to the Ra'os b'nei Adam, the way people view it? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, you have to go according to the way people view it. So that's why in Sukkah you eliminate the bracha and you have no problem. Okay, and you have no problem at all. Because Yisuvi Yasminin is not a stira in according to Ra'os B'nei Adam. Okay, otherwise you'd have to remove that too. Right? But now in Sphira, where you do have a stira according to the Ra'os B'nei Adam, so definitely you don't maximize the stira, you minimize it. Okay? Zilzel is an affect in the people. That's what Zilzel is. So it's not because they hold a certain shita, because they see a bracha. What? Quant of Yachan. But where Yachan is one that's concerned with the effect in the people, that's his shita. That you can have a stira when the effect in the people is going to lead to zilzal. Rav holds intrinsically. If you have an intrinsic system of zilzal, that you can't have.
Nothing to do with the people.
Let them go be choker and darsh, and I'll find out. Because it's fake in the yama, so the last people will find out. So as long as in the halachic system there's no zilzul, so he holds it's fine. So in halachic systems, machmas feke diyama. So there's no stira. But if you told them to take notal muksa and shmini atzeres, then in the halachic system you have a stira. In the shmini atzeres and the muksa you have a stira. But in yeshiva basukah there's no stira at all. Okay, that's according to Rav. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it holds that you have to go according to Ra'os B'nei Adam. Okay? According to the Ra'os B'nei Adam, if they'll see by Sukkah, there's no problem, Yesuvi Yesvinin. Why? Because they don't see any stira. because it's not a Maisa of Shri, exclusive to Shri. And in terms of the bracha, so that you have to eliminate, because then it'll be according to Rosh Bnei Adam, it'll be implying Yishvi. Okay. Now by Sfiras HaOmer, so it's true that Sfiras HaOmer according to Rosh Bnei Adam is bad. It's not like Yeshiva Basukah, but it's not as bad as if you had a bracha. Because if you had a bracha, then it looks like it's definitely chol. If you don't add a bracha, so people will think it's a suffix. Why don't you let them think it's a suffix by sukkah and make a bracha over there? So the answer is because even a suffix is a zilzal. You don't even want that. You want to take the whole gamut of the Rosh Bnei Adam and remove it from a stira. There's a whole gamut there. It's not that they have a shita, that the Bnei Adam have a shita. If they see a bracha that says Vada, you know, a suffix, they don't. It's not lumdus. But it's according to Rosh Bnei Adam, when they see certain things, people are going to be affected. Now it depends. So if it's a it's true by sukkah, there's no problem at all. If there were a problem, it wouldn't be Yisuvi Yasvina. But the Gemara says Yisuvi Yasvina, goes Yisuvi Yasvina is no problem. Okay. It's not even the suffix. It's not even a suffix. People, it's no stira b'chlal, because it's just a maisa ba'alma. Okay? But over here, you can't say maisa ba'alma because it's a sfiras ha'omer. But nevertheless, you don't want to add to it and make a bracha and the Torah's vadai, that definitely more people are going to think that it's you're affecting the Rosh Bnei Adam to a greater degree. And you're saying, you're implying that it's vadai chol. Right. That it's vadai chol amoy.
That gives more field, but it's like in a greater way.
What?
Not like it's more people, but it's in a greater way.
It's in a greater way. Whatever you want to do, it's a quantitative thing. In other words, now, this is which is worse according to Rosh Bnei Adam. Right. If the Sanhedrin sat down and said, which way is worse according to Rosh Bnei Adam, to make a bracha or not make a bracha? There's no question that make a bracha is worse.
Without a bracha, there's a
shinoi. It's this. Yeah, people think it's faking the yama. It's not as great. It's definitely not as prominent a zilzal as where you have a bracha. So therefore, he agrees, Rabbi Yochanan agrees that you have to minimize the Ra'os Bnei Adam because he's concerned about Ra'os Bnei Adam, so he definitely holds you have to minimize it. So that's why the Ran says that you should eliminate the bracha. Okay? That's right, Donnie's right, because the Lashon HaRan before is Lamechash. Where's Lashon HaRan over there?
In the previous approach, then you have a
zilzal. It's because according to the Rosh Bnei Adam, you're going into trouble in a troubled area. So you have to view it according to Rosh Bnei Adam. And you have to satisfy the Rosh Bnei Adam. So in Sukkah, you satisfy them completely. Over here, you can't. But nevertheless, you don't make it worse, according to Rabbi Yochanan. According to Rav, there's no problem. Okay? Because Rav is not concerned. Okay. Because Rav is not concerned. Rav holds that as long as halachically it's because of Sveika de Yoma, so therefore we rely on the fact that it's Machma Sveika de Yoma, and this people will know. Okay? It's Machma Sveika de Yoma, it's not considered a zilzal. Okay? No question, there's no concept of zilzal in Sfiras HaOmer. There's no concept of it. No concept over there. Because the whole concept of zilzal is the whole concept of zilzal is where you have a kedusha sayon. Not a zilzal in Sfiras HaOmer. I mean, what? People are not going to say Sfiras HaOmer. People say Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer they like to say. Keep your whole day yont if they don't like it. Yes. That's really the Ran is saying that. He says, Ve'ein roi shete yoka brachasa. Okay, because he holds, because the first sheet is going to hold, okay, so be yoka the bracha.
And that first sheet is the one that held
the Ran apparently held that they held also that it's the Raisa. Sfiras HaOmer is the Raisa. But he held that even though it held the Raisa, they're trying to answer the problem of Bracha. Okay? That's it. Okay, now. See, according to the Ran, it's true. In other words, like this. According to the Ran, see, what is the role of Bracha? Bracha Sein Makvos. So the derisa stays fully intact, even if I skip the bracha. Even if I skip the bracha. But the question is, what is bracha? Midrabanan. See, bracha midrabanan is a kiyum in asiyas ha-mitzvah. It's a kiyum in asiyas ha-mitzvah. In other words, in every mitzvah, there's a maisa, there's a concept of an entity of a maisa ha-mitzvah. Without brachas, the Rabbanan said, unless the asiyas ha-maisa is set off with a bracha, so in terms of the asiyah shel mitzvah, the character of the asiyah shel mitzvah is lacking in the Rabbanan. Do you follow? The Rabbanan, what the Rabbanan did was like this, that it's true midaraisa, I mean, even if a person is takeh l'shir, so a mitzvah sein tzriches kavana, let's say, I mean, it's big machlekes, and it never was a paskin, but let's say, mitzvah sein tzriches kavana, so it means it's automatically a maisa mitzvah. But the Chachamim instituted bracha means that midarabbanon, they weren't satisfied with the automatic kiyum midaraisa. But the Rabbanon qualified that the asiyah shel mitzvah should have a certain tzura. So it's a kiyum in the asiyah shel mitzvah bracha. It's true, bracha sein makvos means like this, that they didn't go so far as to say that if you don't have the kiyum midarabbanon of asiyah shel mitzvah, that they were mevatel and they were oker the deraisa. They didn't go that far. But the reason why we have to say bracha sein ma'akvais is because there's a svara that it would be a ma'akev. Why? Because there's a svara to say that since the Chachamim came along and they created a bracha which qualifies the nature of the asiyah shel mitzvah, that it should be this kind of an asiyah, that follows a bracha. Okay, that a bracha precedes the asiyah. So the bracha really sets off the asiyah shel mitzvah and gives it a specific framework mid rabbanon. So the rabbanon came along and qualified the asiyah shel mitzvah, the maisa shel mitzvah mid rabbanon. But they didn't say mid rabbanon that this is that if you didn't do it this way, that it comes out you have no asiyah shel mitzvah, otherwise you have to go and do it again. Okay, if a person was notel lulav, and he wasn't a mavarech, so there's an argument to say like this, that since midrabbanan it's lacking in the asiyah shel mitzvah, so he has to go and do it again, midrabbanan. But that the Chum never did. Bracha sein makvos. Even though bracha is a din in asiyah shel mitzvah, it qualifies the asiyah shel mitzvah, but they didn't say it's a ma'akev. And the asiyah shel mitzvah nevertheless is chal. Okay, why they did it was a different question. But logically, they could have done it. Logically, they could have said brachas makvos. Because why? Because the nature of bracha is a qualification of the asiyah shel mitzvah. It means the asiyah shel mitzvah must be introduced with a divrei shevach pertaining to the mitzvah. So it's not just an extraneous thing, but it's a qualification of the asiyah shel mitzvah. It's a different asiyah shel mitzvah since the asiyah follows a bracha which is koveya. The asiyah b'toras mitzvah, asher kiddushanu v'sosu v'tzivanu al tzilas lulav. It means to say that this asiyah, which follows an enunciation that the asiyah is an asiyah shel mitzvah. So it's a kiyum in the asiyah shel mitzvah. Since it's a kiyum in the asiyah shel mitzvah, so the Ran says. That's what Ran says. Ein roi shete oker b'chasa. That it's not roy, since the mitzvah is a mitzvah midaraisa, so it's not roy that the qualification of this very asiyah shel mitzvah should be removed. You see, if bracha is just extraneous shevach, it's just an extraneous shevach, so then I'd say nope, midrabbanan dropped the extraneous shevach. Over here, it's going to interfere with the nature of the bizui of the kedusha hayom. It's going to interfere with the covenant of the kedusha hayom. So therefore, it'll be biziyantif. So therefore, drop the drabbanan. But if that's if the drabbanan is merely divrei chiyuv shevach, so it's a chiyuv shevach midrabbanan. So over here, so drop it. I mean, you have a reason to drop it because it's pogei and covered yantif. Okay, asilozulzuli. But if you say that a bracha is not merely a chovas shevach about a mitzvah, a chovas shevach b'fnei atzma, but bracha really qualifies the nature of the asiyah, mid rabbanan. The rabbanan said it's not enough just to do a maisa haphazardly. But a maisa mitzvah must be set off and must be qualified, and the asiya should follow a tzuras habracha, which gives the asiya shel mitzvah a certain nature midrabbanon, a qualification of a true asiya shel mitzvah. So now, if the mitzvah is midaraisa, so the chachamim don't remove the qualification of the asiya shel mitzvah. You see? That's what Iran says. Ein roi shetei oker berchoso. Because what you're doing is that this mitzvah, which is a mitzvah midaraisa, now you're reducing it and you're removing the quality of the asiya shel mitzvah shabbat. And that's not roi. That's not roi. Because once you have the deraisa, so then the generic drabbanon, that every deraisa demands a certain level of asiya shel mitzvah, that must go with the mitzvah.
It doesn't apply to drabbanon.
So what?
So
that's correct, but by mitzvah the rabbanon, that's what the Ran says over there. Sefer Shemini is mitzvah rabbanon ba'almo. So therefore, the bracha is only an extraneous bracha. You have to make a bracha of a mitzvah shema d'var chachamim. Mitzvah rabbanon ba'almo means that in the drabbanon, you only qualify asiya shel mitzvah where the asiya shel mitzvah has a true reality midaraisa, because like we said, that drabbanans can't create realities of realities of halacha in the sense that the raisa can. That the raisa you only have these absolutes, and these are the only absolutes. And drabbanans aren't like second grade absolutes. That's a common notion, but it's not true. Drabbanans are completely different. It's a completely different system. So that's all like the Rambam says. They go misakim because of geder, or because it adds to the kiyam mitzvah. That's optional, like shevach lakadosh baruch hu. They could frame it. But the drabbanon of shmini, which is suffix shvi, is midrabbanon ba'alma. The bruch over there is not a qualification of a halachic reality that it should be asiyah l'shem mitzvah. The whole yeshiva can't be qualified, actually, because it's only a getter. That's a separate bracha. That's a separate kind of a bracha. That bracha is on the chovas asiyah. On the chovas asiyah, but it doesn't qualify the maisa itself in order to give it a special quality of a genuine maisa hamitzvah. Okay, that's what the Rambam mechalek. That there's a bracha. There are two kinds of brachas. There's a chiyuv bracha where the bracha actually gives the asiyah. The chacham masak and the bracha that give the asiyah a different quality. That it shouldn't just be an ordinary asiyah. But it should be an asiyah, it should be qualified as an asiyah shel mitzvah. So midrabbanan, they said that it lacks an asiyah shel mitzvah if you don't make the bracha. Okay, and it says makir, but it lacks an asiyah shel mitzvah. So the essence of the maisa mitzvah lacks. But in a drabbanan ba'alma, like shmini suffix shvi, okay, over there you're not qualifying. You don't have to qualify the yeshiva of shmini suffix shvi. On the contrary, that'd be like baltesef. I mean, the whole nature of the yeshiva is a getter midrabbanan. It comes under a separate halacha that the chacham have a right to shmata mes mishmati. So it's a mishmeres, but it's not an intrinsic substance. So the bracha has nothing to qualify. As I says, it's midrabbanan ba'almo. The bracha has no substance to qualify. I why you mavarech? Because the halacha is the mevarach because of a different reason. Because what you're saying is that the bracha is on the chovas asiyah. Is on the chovas asiyah. You see? The bracha in bracha you have two things. Bracha is on the chovas asiyah, but bracha also qualifies the nature of the asiyah. Where it's deraisa, so the bracha functions on both levels. It's a birkas shevach on the chovas asiyah. Okay, it's birkas shevach on the chovas asiyah, but it also qualifies the substance of the mitzvah and gives it a quality of asiyah shel mitzvah. Okay? That's on the deraisas. On the derabbanans, the bracha only serves one function. The only function it serves is and chovas hamitzvah, and shevach on chovas hamitzvah, but not in terms of qualifying the chefzer, that the chefzer has to be qualified as an asiyah shel mitzvah, because there is no intrinsic asiyah shel mitzvah. It's only asu mishmaras l'mishmati, because there are only certain realities, halachic realities, absolute halachic realities, and that's in tayag, and you can't be mosif on those realities. And the Rabbanan can't be mosif on those realities. Rabbanan is not a subsystem with inferior realities. That's the way people look at it, but that's not the way it is. It's a completely different framework. It's a completely different framework. So, therefore, that's what we said last time when we spoke about this whole area. But it comes back again, that Drabbanan is not a subsystem like a subsystem of the Deraisa, but on a lower level. It's a different kind of system. Different kind of system. So over here, there's no halachic reality to qualify. So why do you make the bracha? That's a separate halacha of shevach and chovas ha-mitzvah. That's divrei shevach and chovas ha-mitzvah. Right. That you have by Drabbanan too. Heichan sivanu zegmaris. Heichan sivanu yos asur. So that's chovas hamitzvah, but in terms of, which is the rice.
So right.
Yeah, but that's not but not the substance. But not the substance. The substance is not a derisa.
Right. So they needed they tied it to the chova because they had to tie it to.
No, what I'm saying is like this: that you can be obligated to do something mid-a-risa, but it's not because the thing that you're doing is an intrinsic halachic reality mid-a-risa. Right? So where it's an intrinsic halachic reality, so the bracha serves to qualify this maisa mitzvah, and the Rabbanan said it's not enough to do it haphazardly. It must be done, followed by a bracha, and realize the individual, the gavra that does the mitzvah, should realize the full level of asiyah, that this is, he's engaging in an asiyah shel mitzvah. The Chacham didn't want to just do it like this. So he should have that realization, which is certainly a kiyum d'oraisa. I mean, it's only a kiyum person. You can't say a person that just does a mitzvah, any mischaven is like has a kiyum a mitzvah. A person, in terms of the gavra is concerned, a person that recognizes the importance of the mitzvah. So the Chum insisted that the mitzvah be qualified in terms of asiyah. But on a Rabbanan, you can't have such a phenomenon, because the Rabbanan can't invent mitzvahs. The Rabbanan can't invent things like that. There's no such thing, because that would be mosif al mitzvahs. There's a chiyuv to do what they say, but everything they do comes under the same framework of mishmeris. But it's not that they can invent new realities. No one can invent realities after Matan Torah. Only mipiagvura can you have realities, halachic realities. So the chachamim have a right to obligate you to do something, but they can't create the reality. Now, heichan sivano, how do you know we're obligated to follow the Rabbanan? That's lo sasa. So in bracha, you have two elements. You have divrei shevach on chovas ha-mitzvah, and you have the qualification of the asiyah. So in a deraisa, you have both. But in a drabonon, you don't have. That's why it says ba'al mitzvah, it's only yeshiva v'sukkah shmini sovach shvi, is min rabbanon ba'almo. What's min rabbanon ba'almo? Ba'almo means there is no substance that needs qualification over here. So now the bracha is only for what reason? Shevach and chovas mitzvah. Chovas mitzvah you have, heichan sivanu, that's the law sasa. So that's what the Rana is saying. So that's why, so that's why by sukkah, yeah, by sukkah, bracha is no, if sukkah were the raisa bishmini, so then you couldn't be involved. Of course it couldn't be, but I'm just saying. That's what he's saying. That the bracha is gone because it's only a drabbanan, and in a drabbanan you don't have this qualification. Okay, you follow?
Yeah.
Okay. That's my chalak is the Ran and the first shita. Chalak is Ran the first shita is whether we would say that the bracha would be nekar. Do we say because of zulzul yomtif, the bracha would be nekar, even though it's a qualification of the asiyah? But you have the problem of zilzul yontif. So the first sheet to hell that it wouldn't matter because of zilzul yontif, even though you'd be going to be okay the asim and rabbanan, but still you should do it. Should be okay. And according to the second sheet, according to the Ran sheet, the Ran holds that there's no reason to be okay the bracha, since the nature of the bracha is a qualification of the asiyah, so the mitzvah itself is mitaraisa, you don't degrade a mitzvah mitaraisa when the framework of the Rabbanan says that it must be on a certain level. The Rabbanan said this mitzvah must be on a certain level. So therefore you can't reduce it. I zilzel, it goes with the mitzvah. Whatever happens to the mitzvah, happens to the bracha. Whereas the first sheet that maintains now, that you can separate the two, even though it's a qualification of the asiyah, but nevertheless, because of the consideration of Zilzal Yontif and Brachas Ein Machveis, so you can drop the brach. That's the machlokes. Okay? Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah. No, the reason why I said that there's a half minute to say that Brachas is Machveis, it would be Midrabbana, of course. I mean, let's say, for instance, you know the Luluf, and you didn't make a brach. So the Raisa, Yaitse. Yacham can't be okay to the Raisa. But now the Rabbanan said you're not Yaitse. So you have to go back and do it again. No, Josh's question is a good question. If you learn Rabbanan, if you learn Masechta Megillah, Mekayim Talmud Torah Midrash is just as much as if you learn Masechta Shabbos. Why is that? Yeah, but the answer is because Limud Midrash is not restricted to a Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. You know what I mean? It includes whatever is the Derech Hashem in terms of the Derech HaChayim. So Lo Sosur is a component of that. So whenever you're learning a Drabbanan, there's a mitzvah l'shmo Derech HaChayim, that's all Deraisa. That's all Deraisa. Okay, I mean, that's clear. That's clear. It's not because it's not a law. If you're learning a structure that's midaraisa and specific, that then it's a lima term midaraisa. And if you're learning a whole derech where the Torah says that you have to listen to the chachamim, and that includes all the things you have to listen to them in, and how you have to listen, and all those things, that's not deraisa, it doesn't make any sense. Okay?
Learning it is deraisa.
Yeah, learning is deraisa.
But following it is only deraisa.
The asiyah, well, that's the whole thing. That's Machlokes Ramban and the Rambam. That the Ramban says that it's not really a deraisa. That you're not over lo sosor. If you violate a drabana, you only over lo sosor if you question their authority. Okay, but not in the asiyah itself. Mm-hmm. If you fail to do the asiyah, but the Rambam says no. The Rambam says every time you're over a drabanan, you'll be over the raisa, because you'll be over lo sosa. So that's what the Ramban is to kash on the Rambam. If that's the case, how can you say suffik drabanan lakula? Every suffik is going to be suffik the raisa. It's going to be suffik and lo sosa. So the Rav answered that brilliantly. And the Rav said that when you have a suffik drabanan, let's say a person has a suffik if it was madlik ner Hanukkah or not. Okay, if it was yotzu with ner Hanukkah or not. Okay? So it's not a suffik in lo sosur,
right?
You see, the suffik is chal first on Ner Hanukkah, okay? And then when you resolve Ner Hanukkah, then you come into lo sosur. You understand? The chalos ha-suffik is not on lo sosur. Not a question. The guy was yotzei Ner Hanukkah. It's not a suffik. Was he over lo sosur or not over lo sosur? That's not the suffik. The suffik is the specific Dvar Chachamim. That's the suffix. Was he Yotze the Dvar Chachamim? Now the Chachamim say when it's a suffix of Rabban, it's the Kula. So that's it. So they say, not over Lo Sosa. See, it depends where the suffix is Chal. The suffix is not Chal in Lo Sosa. The suffix is Chal in the Drabbanan. And now when you resolve the Drabbanan, now you'll determine whether you're over Lo Sosa or not. But the Chachamim says suffix of Rabban, the Kula. So you're not over Lo Sosa.
The Rambana, okay.
I mean, yeah, once again, I mean, the Rambam in the in his Hagdama to the Minyan HaMitzvahs al Seder Hilchas HaRambam. So the Rambam asks the question, that's his question. How could the Chachamim add a mitzvah? So he explains it. So he says, Ilu Amru. Amad HaHazir HaTalas HaZalav Sirimeno. Shalayei Novi Rosh HaLachadosh Dama V'Loma Shehakadosh Baruch Hu Tzivahu. The mitzvah zu, lo sifa, le mitzvah satora, o lechaser, achas me'elu ashesh me'os, v'shelosh esrei mitzvos. He doesn't mean lip service. It just says, if he would say that the Torah says that that the Chacham can create new mitzvahs, so that's tantamount to saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzivanu. You understand? It would be the same thing. If you said, that's what Aram goes out of. Aram doesn't mean that he didn't, that the Navi's not allowed to say, of course, he's that he received Mipia Gvura, special Nevuah. That certainly is wrong, but he's not allowed to justify through Nevuah, Torah's Nevuah also. He's not allowed to justify through Nevuah the addition of any kind of elements of mitzvah. And that's what Aram makes it clear when he says, Avalim osifu bezdenim navi sheyia be'echa be'oso hazman mitzvah derech takana o derech hodo o derech gezera ein zu tosos. See, the derech is important. Okay? Sherei lo omer shakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev olikros megillah ba'onasa. Vilu omer kein ha'yu mosifin ala Torah. Ela kachano onu omrim. Shanavim bezden tiknuha tiknum v'tzivu Likros Amagila Ba'onasa Kedei Lahaskir Shavachav Shalakarash Baruch. It's always Kedei, you see. Uchuos Shasalanu Vayakarv Lashavasenik De Lavarcho Lahalo Kedei Lodil Doris Ha'abim. It's all Kedei, all Kedei. She'emes Mashif Techana Batar Mirgaga Lashalal. It's always as a means. It's never intrinsic in itself. I mentioned it. It doesn't have intrinsic existence. It's only a way to be mekayem the rest. So that's mitzvah shemad v'chum. Okay. Well, derech zuhi kol mitzvah shemid v'sofrim bein asay bein losas. Okay. If you don't read the Megillah, you're not over on reading the Megillah intrinsically per se. What are you over on? You're over on not listening to the chachamim and following their derech. That this is something you should do because the Torah says you should be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Okay? But the Torah didn't give them the power to create a mitzvah.
That's correct. Advice.
They give
the power of advice.
They're
saying that the way that now we're advising you on how you should be Mishabech, what you should do to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's their advice. They have a right to give advice. But it's not intrinsically that's the way. There's no intrinsic entity in it. You understand? It's their advice, and you're not listening to their advice. But it's not an intrinsic entity. I mean, that's what the Rambam's saying clearly. Look through the Lashon HaRambam. That's a clear difference between the Derisa and the Rabbana.
Its existence is always tied to a Derisa.
Its existence is always tied to a Derisa.
What's its relationship?
It's advice. It's advice. In other words, the Chumash is saying the Torah says Mi Mishabeach Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Torah says that we should have a realization of Mi Gadol Hashalukim Krov My Love. The Torah says we should have that realization. The Chumash is saying this is the way to have the realization. Do this, you'll have the realization. The Torah didn't say to do anything. So it's not a mitzvah per se. But it's the advice of the Chachamim on how to fulfill this realization that the Torah mentions. So it's a means.
And they model it after the Raisa.
And they model it after the Raisa, because that's
the structures and the
yeah, that's practice. Correct.
They model it after.
They model it after Raisa.
But what's the conceptual relationship?
No, Derech Hodah means that's what like he explains, like a Megillah. It's a Derech for accomplishing Hodah. It's a derech. It's not a chefetz shel mitzvah per se, because it wouldn't make any difference the way people construe it, they say that Moshe Rabbeinu said that the chacham can add mitzvahs.
Right, they
have the power to create new entities. That's wrong. That's also sifur. That's what Aram means. It's not. Now, Aram doesn't mean everything. Aram means lip service. Now let's say it's mipi agvura. Now let's say it's the same thing. Comes out the exact same thing. Comes out you're saying that the Torah says the Chum can add mitzvahs. So when the Chum add mitzvahs, the Torah recognized those as new mitzvahs. So it comes out that there are additional mitzvahs that man can add. I mean, it's just double talk, basically. Over here, he's just trying to answer one big question. everybody can understand where it's a gzera. So the Ram doesn't have to talk about that. In other words, where it's a getter. Okay? Like the Chum asked to ride on a horse because of Tolish. So I mean, so that everybody can understand that it's simply a geder, and it's nothing more than a geder. But that's in the negatives, it's easy to understand it. But in the positives, it becomes a little harder. Because you think they're actually adding something, because they're giving you a positive substance. Okay, so he's saying, that's what he's saying, it's the same thing, bein asei, bein lo asei. That's what Ram mentions over there. It doesn't make anything as positive or negative, it's still the same thing. That there's no intrinsic phenomenon. It's always, it's open to Gemara. The Gemara says, Vechon Zivano. What's the Gemara? What does the Gemara machlekes if you mevarach on mitzvahs midrabanan? If mitzvahs midrabanan are just little derises, miniature derises, so why can't you make, why can't you mevarach? So what's the question? Just like the Kol Tengrabanan can't derise, on the contrary. So it warrants a bracha. But you see, it's machlekes tanayim whether you can be mevarach altogether on drabanas. And some, well, you can't be mevarach. You can't be mevarach on drabanas. I think Rabbi Yechon Mezaka, right? So you can't mevarach until the Gemara explains that it's a different meaning of the bracha, and that's the only matir for the bracha, because it has a different meaning. So that's a major yisod. Call the Tikkun Rabbanan Kain the Raisa shouldn't fool you, because that's by the Lo Sases also. that's by the negatives also. Whenever they made it, they can't just make a ged there unless it fits in as an extension. Okay, right. So you see, and by the losa, it definitely is only a getter. I mean, it's only a siog. You can't deny that. I mean, but that's what Aram didn't explain. That he explained the other side. The other side is a little harder. But that's what I said. All right, so now Aram goes on, and his question is that you should take a little of that bracha, just like what? Why weren't the masakim a little of also? You should take without a bracha. I have one question on this. I'll tell you why. Because by sukkah, it's not muchach that he's doing a l'shem mitzvah. Right? Okay, right. So, this is a good question. What? Yeah. No. I mean, let's look at it rationally. You're telling everybody the mechuyev to pick up a lulav.
Right.
It's not just simply everybody's going around picking up. That's true. But you're going to say that sitting in a sukkah, a person can sometimes sit. It's not muchach by sitting in a sukkah that it's the mitzvasa. But picking up a lulav is, you're going to say it's not a mitzvasa. What are you picking up a lulav for?
Right.
I mean, you say what? Sometimes a person goes and picks up a lulav. I mean, you're not going to be able to say that. That's very hard to say. I mean, if you had an isolated person pick up a lulav, you say maybe one Michigan picks up a lulav. They say everybody's picking up a lulav. They say that people is in nature that that people sometimes pick up a lulav. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So right, I mean, so what's the Ron's question? But the Ron is difficult, and the Ron never says sukkos or revolov. You notice that? It doesn't say it. See, I think maybe we have to redefine the Ron. I mean, we took along the Taisvus's, I mean, not exactly Taisvus, but we took along one idea from Taisvus and inserted it in the Ron. Namely, that by Sukkah, it's not a Maisa de Muchach. I don't see that the Ron really, I don't think you're able to say that. Because when it comes to Lulav, you should have answered right away. Sukkah is not a Maisa de Muchach, because Pomeshev is because of Revolov. So that's no problem, but lulav is a problem. Who goes around picking up dalmina?
Right.
Okay. Matter of fact, the Ram says dalmina are the ones that are not really the ones that are so the different qualities because they last long. Because I mean, who goes around picking up a lulav? Yeah. So the thing is, I think you have to say in the Ram a different svara, not Taisvus svara, because he doesn't mention it. I always felt all along that we're kind of like projecting the Taisvus onto
why
the
Ram.
What?
It's a nice svar.
What's that?
Tosfos svar. Why does he reject that?
No, I don't reject svar. I'm just saying we were projecting Tosfos svar into the. It's not a good idea. That's it, but it's not a good idea. See, I think the Ron is not bound by that svar. The Ron holds a different svar. He holds when you drop the bracha, that then there's no problem. That's what he holds. And I think that's what Mucha holds on. That he holds if you drop the bracha, there's no problem. So why? So the reason is, I would go back to the approach that we started yesterday. Namely, that Rav maintains that Sveika de Yomo itself removes the Zilzel, the Shash Zilzel, because it's Machmas Sveika de Yomo, and even though you have Bracha. But Rabbi Yochanan maintains that if it's Muchach that it's Sveika de Yomo, then there's no problem. But it has to be Muchach that it's Sveika de Yomo. And what makes it Muchach that it's Sveika de Yomo? Dropping the Bracha. Okay? Now, that's a good question. The question is that yesterday we were forced, as Yaakov's question, yesterday we were forced into this position because why does he have to say by Sfiras HaOmer that EF Shulut Chosa? Why should we want to be Dochet? You just should have said, just say Sfiras HaOmer, not a bracha, just like you said by Lulav. Right? So apparently he held that if you could, you should be Dochet. Why? Because it's Tata Sasri. So why is it? So apparently he holds even without the bracha, it's still a Tata Sasri. So why isn't Lulav a Tata Sasri? Unless you say, oh, you're good, you want to give us a good? See, I think we were almost there. I think what the Ran holds is like this. The Ran holds when you drop the bracha, there's no zilzal. But why? Why? Because he holds, if any time it's a Dovah HaRashus, okay, any time it's a Dovah HaRashus, so then it's not, there's no zilzal. Because of the Dovah HaRashus. Okay, not because Sukkos HaRev Olav. Not because of that Svara. That's Taisa Svara. But according to the Ran, the reason is when you take away the Bracha, so now you're rendering it a Dovah HaRashus. Okay, because there's no Bracha. So a Dovah HaRashus is a Maisa Balma. Okay? So that's with regard to Yeshiva Basukha, with regard to Tiltul, you could say it's a Maisa, that's a Dovah HaRashus. Okay? But in Sphira, you can't say that idea. Because in Sphira, you can't say Rishus, because Sphira is an intelligent statement of counting. Do you understand what I mean? You can say a person picked up something. So he did it as a Dovah Rishus. It was a Maisa Rishus. He sat in the sukkah, he picked up the sting, he went over it, picked up a shovel. I mean, whatever person does a Maisa, you can always say it's a Dovah Rishus. But in Sphira Sa'omer, you can't relegate Sphira to a Dovah HaRashus because it's a conscious, intelligent activity of being Sofer. It's an intellectual activity. So you can't say it's a you can't relegate it to Dovah HaRashus. So that's why by Sphira the Ran was bothered with the Sphira itself. That you should be Dochet the Sphira itself because you can't relegate it to the realm of Dovah HaRashus, you see. But a Maisa Ba'alma, you can relegate to Dovah HaRashus. So we're right in saying that the Ran held that if you drop the Bracha, the problem is over. But not because of what we said, because of Sveika de Yomo. But the reason why it's over is because now you're relegating it to Dovah HaRashus. What distinguishes the Dovah HaRashus from Dovah Chova is the Bracha. Okay, yes? That's correct. But we're going with the same shot we did yesterday. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you go by the way the Rosh Om, the Ein Yom. So you don't want to emphasize that it's Dvar Mitzvah, so you try to minimize it. So, because let's face it, I mean, even the fact that everybody's doing it is something. I mean, even without a bracha, I mean, he says, okay, so that's the most we can do. But if you mavarech, then you're emphasizing and you're saying that it's a Dvar Mitzvah. That's really, that definitely is worse. And if you're choshesh for the how it's nirul lefnei ha'am, so you have to minimize it. That I think we have to do. That's clear. Okay. Once by sukkah they gave that category because by removing the bracha they render it a Dvar Rashus. So you should follow the same. So then you should be consistent. So by lulav also the same thing. I mean, why Allah has to be consistent? That's his question. Zilzul is subject to quantity. So you always minimize. Once you're, if you're forced into the, there's a realm where you're not involved in Zilzul, where the Allah says, that's it, you're an achoshesh, and that's where it's a Dovah HaRashus, and then you don't have to be concerned. So that's why it's a question from Lulav, because you already established the category that you're not concerned there, so you should be consistent. But once you violate because you have to, so then you try to minimize it. Okay? So that's why he has to explain by Sfiras HaOmer, it's in a violation because you're going into the area beyond Rashus, But at the simultaneously, you want to keep it down as much as you can. You want to minimize the zilzal. You don't want to emphasize that it's a dvar mitzvah. So you should lose the bracha. So he says that you can't do it. Okay. Donnie sounds good. He wants to say that Sfira Soma is a direct statement that it's cholamayim. It's a direct statement. So you can't put it in the same category as Dover or Shos. It's good. Very good. I agree with you. That's good.
How can you make that worse then?
What?
How can you make that worse?
A bracha will make it worse because now you're saying it's a dvar mitzvah to say this. So now you're really finishing off the kviyas hayom, you're being kaveyed 100% as cholamayim. I mean, that's clear. Everything is a glissar. That's clear. You have to minimize it. According to Birchin, you have to minimize it.
Especially in the
Riyasam. Yeah, especially Riyasam. So you have to minimize it. I mean, Sfira Soma is Chachma.
Yep.
Matter of fact, the Sefer Yetzirah says the world is made out of Sofer and Sfira and the whole thing of numbers, the Pythagorean theorem. The world's made out of numbers. So you see, Sfira is a Chachma, is a tremendous Chachma. Okay. I mean, so basically the Ron's answer seems to be clear. That the Ron is saying that when it comes to a Drabbanan, there's no Aloha, Vizaru, Minigav, Vesechem, Yidechem. Only on a Deraisa. That's what he's saying. So that's why he says that, you keep all the Drabbanans when you keep Yomtif, but that's because they're all tied into Kedush Hayom, and the entity of Kedush Hayom demands that the Kedush Hayom should be Bishlemosa. Midaraisa, and also the Halachas Midarabanan that are all part of the Kedushas Hayom. So by Yantif, the Drabbanan, you keep Drabbanan, not because the Chachamim were concerned that you won't do the Drabbanan on the right day, but because the Chachamim were concerned about the Kedushas Hayom of the day, that you'll drop the Kedushas Hayom. So therefore, anything that the Drabbanans are kept only because of the fact that they're all components of Kedushas Hayom. But over here, you have an isolated mitzvah. Where do you see that isolated mitzvah? That the Chacham held, that Izaru Menegav Sechem Yidechem, goes on an isolated mitzvah of Lulav. That's what the Ron is saying. Okay? Yeah, so the second answer is clear. That vis-a-vis Shmini Atzeres, this is a Maisa Mokta. So that you can't do. What? It's not Rishos. It's a Maisa Mokta. It's actually, it's an Issa. Vis-a-vis Shmini Atzeres, it's a Maisa Mokta. So you can't introduce... From the framework of Shmini Atzeres, you can't introduce a Maisa, which is tied to the Sasri, which is Minach Chol, which is a Nig Shel Chol. I mean, so that's why they couldn't do it. That's the second answer. This even Rav will be motivated, because you don't find Rav was not Lulav on Shmini Atzeres. Okay. And the Kasha on the Rambam is that the Rambam seems to say, Kasha on his Tshuva, we have to say, just want to mention what his Tshuva is. In the Tshuva, you see, what he's saying is, it's interesting, in the beginning of the Tshuva. And the beginning of Tshuva, I was speaking over my son this morning. The beginning of the Tshuva, he says, the first part, I just want to clarify the first part, where he says that Tshuva, hadvarim yaduim, shekol brocha she'al mitzvah drabanani. Bein shetia ha-mitzvah midevrayim, bein shetia minatara. V'chachomim hem she'tikna sa brocha, v'hem she'omru, kol amavarach brocha she'en tzricha, ov mishum lo sisa. ולפיכך כל דבר שמסתפק לנו למעשי, אז דבר זה מצווה שנסבינו לא עשבינו, בין שיציבו על עושה עשי מדבריהם, בין שהם מן התורה עושה עושה בלא ברכה. Okay. So what the Rambam is saying is, a little funny way, see, they wanted to say, his tshuva on their shaila, they wanted to be mechalik between a deraisa and a drabana. That a suffix deraisa, you'll be mevarach, and a suffix drabana, you won't be mevarach. So the Rambam says that's a complete mistake. Because, you see, the bracha, if bracha were the oraisa, you see, so then you could say that there's a bracha on a deraisa and a bracha mit oraisa, and then there's a bracha mit rabbanan and a suffix deraisa, so it's a suffix and bracha deraisa, so the bracha deraisa goes according to the suffix. So the Rambam says that's completely erroneous because bracha itself is drabbanan, whether it's on a deraisa and when it's on a drabbanan, the bracha itself is always drabbanan. And moreover, the Rambam says that you can't use this measuring rod to say if it's a suffix deraisa, a suffix drabbanan, because he says the chachamim themselves were the ones that were mesakein bracha, okay, and they're the ones that said kolam avarach bracha shein etzricha is over below sase. So what does it mean? It means that wherever they define the tzorach, you're not over lo sisa, right? So, like for instance, if you say by Yom Tosheni that according to Baya, they're Mesakim Brachas, Kehechad Lo Zalzalibay. All right? What? So they made that even though you hold that machmasofik, you would not be mevarech, right? Because takana machmasofik, but they will misaken that you're mevarech. So you see that wherever they're the ones that determine whether it's a bracha levatol or not. Okay? That's what the Rambam's saying. So you can't use this general rule of if it's this kind of suffix, I'll be mevarach. If it's that kind of suffix, I won't be mevarach. Because suffix brachas depends on one thing. Depends on takans chacham. See, they're the ones that are masakin. That's what comes back in the end of the tshuva. He says that's why the whole approach, he says, is faulty. To try to say that, that's right. That's correct. That's correct. He says the only the only time you have a real suffix is if it's a suffix if you're chayev or not. Because there the Chachamim said that you overload sisof if you do it. So the Ram distinguishes immediately between a suffix chiyuv mitzvah and a chiyuv mitzvah machma suffix. I mean, that's his whole tshuva, essentially. So he says, where's the suffix chiyuv? He says, the Ram says, there you're not mavarach. And it doesn't make any difference if it's derais drabbanon, because it goes by the takana. They're masakin a bracha for derais, and masakin a bracha for drabbanon. And the whole bracha is drabbanon anyways. So there's no difference. And it all goes by them. That's the main idea in his tshuva. That there's no difference in the bracha and the derais of bracha drabbanon. Because they're the ones that are masakin the bracha, and whenever they say it's tzricha, then it's not a bracha levatala. So it's the same exact thing. A bracha on a drabbanon is the exact same phenomenon as a bracha on a deraisa. Because insofar as they're the ones that are machadish the bracha, and they said it applies in, it applies there, and whether it's a bracha shen tzricha is totally in them, so it doesn't make any difference deraisa drabbanon. That's what the Rambam is saying. So therefore he knocked out their whole thing. The whole shaila was that you should mechalik in a deraisa and a drabbanon. You see. But he says, but what can you be mechalik between? You can be mechalik between a suffix whether you have a chiyuv. Whether that chiyuv is deraisa or that chiyuv is drabbanon doesn't make any difference. But you have to mechalik between a suffix whether you have a chiyuv and whether you don't have a chiyuv. That's where you don't make a bracha. Because there the Chacham said that you're over losisa. If it's not varachiyav, you're not allowed to say it. Okay. So but then the Rambam goes on and he says, but the inyan, the sugyan Shabbos is a completely different thing. It's not a question on whether you're chayev in a mitzvah or not. It's a question whether you're definitely chayev. But now the question is, if the chiyav is bomach mas hasafek, were they mechayev you in a bracha? Okay. So Abaye holds that they weren't mechayev in a bracha, and the reason they weren't mechayev in a bracha, and that's why there's no bracha by Dmai. And why is there bracha by Yom Tov Sheni? Because of Zilzal. Because they're again the Chachamim, like the Rambam, the Chachamim were they're misaken the brachas, and they're the ones that say that bracha Sheni Tzricha. So they determine. Now they said it's Tzricha. Once they said it's Tzricha, so now it's not a bracha at all anymore. That's Abaye. And Rava maintains that bracha machmas tasofek is chayev, and that's why Yom Tov Sheni is chayev. Okay, he says that's a completely different question. You know, is that's a question where there definitely is a chiyuv, and the question is where there is a definite chiyuv, but the nature of the chiyuv is machmas sofek. Okay, it has the character of sofek in the asiya. Did they in that instance institute bracha or not? That's the machlokes Abaye and Rava. Okay. So now the question is like this. So the question is, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Bizman is Hashanah Osu. So Yom Tov Sheni is the classic case of Machmas Safek. Correct? Okay. So the question is, the Rambam in Hilchos Sukkah, Perek Vav Halacha Yud Gimel, Bizman is Hashanah Osu Shnei Yomim Tovim. So what does that mean? That's Vaday, Machmas Safek. So Yoshim Sukkah Shmona Yomim. So that's Vaday Machmas Safek. So why does Rambam say? He says Uba Yom Shminish Yom Tov Rishon Shachmiyat says Yoshim Ve'im Mevarchem Leishiv Basuka. You see, V'chein Tumtum Van Draganis Lola Meim Mevarchem Leishiv Basuka. Well, there's no Shaychus. This is Yom Tov Sheni. So the Rambam himself is saying that that's an Inyan Acher. So the Rambam is Soser himself. Because in the tshuva he says there's a big distinct, there's two different things. One thing is when you don't know whether you're chayev, and another thing where you're definitely chayev, but the nature of the chayev has the character of suffix.
These are the exact.
And now he's being sosa himself. Because he's saying Bisman Azeshan Awasim Shnei Yom Tovim, which is a Vadai Drabana. That's Yom Tov Sheni. That's the Sugya in Shabbos. And he's saying that this Sugya is the very Sugya that proves the other point, which is not the Sugya in Shabbos when it's a Vadai, but it's Machma Sufik, but where it's a Sufik, where it's a Sufik whether you're Chayiv or not. Right? So, I mean, so over here it sounds like what he's saying is, what he's saying is, if you follow natural logic, you'd say that this is Machma Sufik. So he's paskening, he's paskening like a Bayah. That's right? Okay, but what does it have to do with V'chein Tumtum Andragonus? Tumtum Andragonus is, he himself makes that distinction. He says that that's not the case. That Tumtum Andragonus is not a case of where Yechayev Machma Sufik, but it's a case where it's a Sufik of Yechayev. So there's no V'chein, the whole V'chein in the Rambam doesn't have any place here. I mean, it's not V'chein. And he himself says it's completely two different things. That's the problem in the Rambam. Okay? All right. The Rambam Sosa himself. Now there's one other thing I'd say, it is difficult to say. If you're going to say the Sugya in Sukkah, you do have a problem with the Sugya in Sukkah also. But if you're going to say the Sugya in Sukkah is that Rabbi Yochanan, that's what Nifsak Halacha, that whether the Suffolk of whether you're Chayiv or not, that you don't make a Bracha, right? So it comes that, you're going to have to say that Rav argues on that, principle. I mean, that's a little bit strange in his.
If you say what's the Kamahogus in Sukkah? Is Machma Sufik, or if you say which side? If you learn the Gemara Sukkah, like which type of Sukkah?
I mean, that's a difficult thing to say in a bracha that they made a takana that when a guy doesn't know whether he picked up a wolf or not, he should go back and make a bracha. I mean, why? I mean, it sounds crazy. There's no reason for it. Sufik the rice is because a person has to be zor b'mitzvahs. So that's a siyug. That's a siyug that they knew of a person. Every Suffolk, a person is going to be Mekulin, so pretty soon it'll be over the rices, Vadai. So that I can understand. But to say that they made a special takana that whenever a person finds himself in a Makam Suffolk, that now he should be a Mavarech, I mean, why? It's a very difficult position. But what I wanted to answer the Rambam is like this. That the Rambam, see, the Rambam's not speaking Bisman, Shabbos Mikdash Erekan. The Rambam is speaking Bisman Hazeh, and he says openly, Bisman Hazeh Shonu Yosem Shnei Yom Tovim Shagolis. So the Rambam ties it to Bisman Hazeh. So you can't say that he's learned the Sugya Bisman Shabbos Mikdash Erekayim, because he quotes the Sugya, and here he says openly, it's Bisman Hazeh. But what's that like? What the Rambam holds like? The Rambam holds that there's really only one takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, and that's Yom Tov itself. That's the only takana. Okay, Yom Tov itself is the only takana. Okay, so now it comes out like this. So it comes out that there would never be a takana of Shvi Sufik Shmini. It's Shmini Sufik Shvi. Okay, because Shvi is not a Yom Tov. Shvi is not a Yom Tov. So therefore, basically, it should be that ain't Yoshim B'Sukkah. Ain't Yoshim B'Sukkah. But the reason why it's not is for a simple reason. Because once you start the count of the second Yom Tov, so now you're starting a count. So it comes out that the first Yom Tov is Koveya 7 days in advance. It's Koveya the seventh day. So it comes out that once you have Yom Tov Sheni, you have two counts. You have the count of Yom Tov Rishon, which we know is Tesvav, and then you have the count of the next day, which you're setting up. So now when you come to Shmini, you encounter a Sofek as to whether you're Chayiv in Sukkah or not. Do you follow what I mean? That's correct. In other words, the whole question is, the Chacham will only misak in one thing. They only misak in Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus. But now the question is like this. Once they're Misakin Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golus, so now it means you're setting up two Yom Rishons. So if you're setting up two Yom Rishons, on the eighth day, you're going to have a suffix, which Yom Rishon is the real Yom Rishon. Right. Correct? So the reason why you have to be Yoshev Basukkah is not because there was a Takanas Chachom and Machma Suffix. But because of the Takanas Chachamim, you find yourself in a Suffolk. Do you understand what I'm saying? Exactly. That's why the Rambam says, because of that reason, that's Koveya. That's why the Rambam says, Bizman Azeh Shana Osum Shnei Yomim Tovim. So now we have two series. You have a series that begins from Tezvav, counting off 7 days, and from Tezayin, counting off 7 days. So Yosh from Basukah Shmoni Yomim. Because it's a suffix now whether or not this is the eighth day or the seventh day because of my kviyas that I established. You see? So that's why the Rambam says, that's why that sugya in Sukkah, which says v'hilchasa yisuva yasvinin bruchalom avarchinin, that's koveya that halacha. That wherever there is a safek in a chiyuv, you're not a mavarch. Do you follow? And that's why the Rambam says v'chein tumtum vandroganis la'olo mein mavarchim leishiv basukkah neishin chayav misafek mein mavarchim misafek. Because the Rambam says it's exactly analogous, exactly the same thing. Because there was never a takona of Izaru b'minagav esechem b'yedechem that you always should be knowing every day, 2 days. Every time you have a day, you should be knowing 2 days misafik. The halacha was only Yom Tov Sheni. That was the exclusive halacha. But because of Yom Tov Sheni is called Yom Rishon. So Yom Rishon means there has to be a Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamish, Shishi, Shvi. So therefore it starts off a count. So therefore when you find yourself in the eighth day, you find yourself in a suffix.
What's the suffix?
The suffix is, which day is it? Is it the eighth or is it the seventh?
So
if you have two series that are so each other, so it's an unresolvable suffix.
It's not even like the
That's correct. That's right. So therefore we say Yisuvi Yasvinin and Bruchi Lomavarchinin. Because ain mevarchin ala safek. Okay? Do you follow? And that's why it's v'chein tumtum. That's exactly why it's v'chein tumtum. Yes. So therefore, what the Rambam, that's exactly what the Rambam is saying. That there's only one takana. Takana is only in terms of Yom Tov Sheni Shel Golias. That was a takana machma safek. But because of that takana machma safek, it's going to result that on the eighth day, you are mesupik, whether it's the seventh day or whether it's the eighth day, because now you have two series. Okay, so the Rambam says that's exactly the same thing as a suffix, whether if you're a tumtum, whether you're chayiv and sukkah or not. It'll be the exact same thing. It's a suffix chiyuv. You follow what I'm saying? Now it's nice. Now the question is, what about the question that you asked? The question that we were thinking about with regard to Bizman Shebeis Mikdash HaYakayim HaNa. Doesn't make any difference. I'll tell you why it doesn't make any difference. Because Bizman Shebeis Mikdash HaYakayim, even if the shluchim came in Chol HaMoed, you still would have the same problem. In other words, the problem was nikvah from the first days of Yontif, you see. So Shmini Atzeres is always going to be the same problem. Do you follow? It's always going to be, in other words, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav is a machlokes, it doesn't matter when it was. Machlokes is, even if you'd find out later, so, let's say you find out in Yontif, you're still going to have the problem of how to be Noheg on Shmini. You follow? What? No. So the question is, are you going to be Noheg with a bracha, without a bracha, or no yeshiva at all?
Why would you do it with a bracha?
Okay. Why you would do it with a bracha? Okay. So now, why would you do it with a bracha? I'll tell you why. Because you would do it with a bracha because that's the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav. The machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Rav is what was the takana of Yom Tov Sheni? Was the takana only Yom Tov, or every day that there's a suffix, there's a takana? Okay. So according to what I'm learning, because the Igadam works very well now, because the Igadam holds that it's only Yom Tov Sheni and there's no kaveya. You don't deal with the kaveya. And Rav holds basically that it's just like Yom Tov Sheni, it's Takana Machma Sofek. So it would come out that Rav holds Takana Machma Sofek. Rav Yochanan holds that it's not a Takana Machma Sofek, it is a Sofek because of the Takana Machma Sofek. And the Igadamri holds basically that there's no halacha of a Kaveya. that it's only Yom Tov Rishon, it's only Yom Tov Sheni itself, only the first day. But there's no halacha of a kfiyas of Shivas Yomim that's engendered by the takana of Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius. So therefore he holds it's not Yasvinim. So the whole sugi will be learned Bisman Hazeh. You see, the whole sugi you learn Bisman Hazeh. I had Ram do it, I know it's a good question.
There's no series.
In other words, let me put it to what? You just have another yom, but it doesn't create a series. In other words, when you go out of the Rambam, you know, you're going to a little bit of conjecture. It's not a Rambam and a sugya. But I'm just saying, if you can learn the sugya to Rambam that way. But the main ideas in the Rambam himself, that Bizman Hazeh Shanu Osun Shnei Yom Tovim, why does he say Shanu Osun Shnei Yom Tovim? Because it's precisely because we're Osun Shnei Yom Tovim that it's going to cause the eighth day to be in a Sofik. Not because there was never a takana to take Shvi and put it on Shmini. Okay? There never was a takana like that. It's just a result of establishing two systems. So if it's a result, so now it comes out that you're omed besofik because you encounter two systems. So it's exactly the same thing as Tumtum. Okay? That's why the Jewish Ram works out perfectly. Because the Jewish Ram says that there are two separate sugyas. One question is whether you're chayiv or you're not chayiv. And that's the sugya in Sukkah, because that's the case where you don't know whether you're chayiv or not. But the other thing in Shabbos, that's a different thing. That's where you have a takana machma sofek, and over there the question is, if it's machma sofek, so the question is, did the Chachomim institute bracha where the character of the mitzvah is sofek, or they didn't institute bracha where the character, that's a separate problem. That's a problem. In other words, since Yom Tov Sheni has the character of sofek, so it generates succeeding days misafik. See, there's one thing that I can't say why the Ram did this, but with the Rif's pshat, you do have one difficulty. You have difficulty in Rabbi Yochanan in understanding how you could reduce it. You understand, like it's a bizui, and you just drop the bracha. I mean, it's a funny kind of a compromise. Do you know what I mean? I mean, the Rambam doesn't need that whole thing. The Ram doesn't have to have that. We go, since it's a stira, so therefore you're going to have a, so you can't make a bracha because it'll nira kachol. So it's a tati de sasri. So you drop the, if it's a niyog of minog of a senior deno, I mean, and because of niyog minog of a senior deno, so you should really be mavarech. I mean, it's a difficult thing to say you do it with mixas. I mean, that's.